It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike 3, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Happy Sunday, everyone, on this Sunday afternoon. It is the series finale between the Brooklyn Cyclones, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets, and the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the High A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. So glad to have you with us alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. Brooklyn trying to get back in the win column after a tough one last night. Cyclones 14-6 losers. One day removed from putting up a 13 spot, the Cyclones are held to only 6 runs. They allow 14. Brooklyn had scored 13 on Thursday and Friday, but yesterday it was Aberdeen's turn to punch back in a big way. Ironbirds 14 runs on 18 hits. And again, Brooklyn not a bad night offensively whatsoever. They end up with 6 runs on 7 hits. Junior Tillian hit a 3-run home run to push his on-base streak to now 18 games. But it was the Ironbirds who used a 6-run top of the 5th to propel them to a victory. So that means today Brooklyn is playing for a series win. Cyclones win today, they'll make it 4 of 6 this week against Aberdeen, whereas if Aberdeen wins, it will indeed be a 3-3 series split. If you've been with us over the course of the week, you know it has been a very exciting week, and it all started back on Tuesday with a combined no-hitter, and it will be the man who started that effort on Tuesday, making his second start of the week this afternoon. That, of course, Dakota Hawkins, who will make his 3rd start here this season for Brooklyn after spending the first 2 months or so out of the Brooklyn bullpen. We've also had an exciting week in the Department of Big League Rehabbers, and that will continue today. Not only is Edwin Diaz expected to make his 2nd appearance of the week after throwing a scoreless 5th inning back on Thursday night, but Francisco Alvarez has indeed returned from his native Venezuela after he was back home for a couple of days to tend to a family matter, and Alvy is in the lineup batting 2nd, handling catching duties today for Brooklyn. So Justin, between the no-hitter, couple of SNY games, Diaz and Alvy in the house this week has had just about everything we could have hoped for and then some.
Yeah, it seems like everything's sort of coming to a head at the tail end of this week as well. Had Alvarez at the beginning, then had Diaz. Now they're both together. Dakota Hawkins, who started the no-hitter on Tuesday, back again here on Sunday. Capacity crowd for Eastern European Day here at the ballpark. So another busy day here on Coney Island in a week that has been filled with them. Not to mention the couple games we had on SNY this week. Sort of seems to be getting buried underneath everything else that's been going on here on Coney Island. Been an exciting week here in the middle of June, and the Cyclones trying to close out this series with another win and another series victory. Have already clinched at the very least a split. Still haven't lost a home series this year. The Cyclones definitely want to take 4 of 6 before going into the final full series of the first half.
Yeah, and if that's not all, you remember the fact that Brooklyn is a game and a half out of a playoff spot with 10 to go before we flip the card over to half number 2 of the regular season. So it is a whole lot up for grabs, and Dakota Hawkins indeed trying to push Brooklyn over the finish line here and earn them yet another home series victory. The man who will try to prevent that from happening is the right-hander Levi Wells. It is a rematch of Tuesday night starting pitchers. Wells, the right-hander, will get the ball for Aberdeen, making his 2nd start of the week. Went 3 innings, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits, 3 strikeouts, 3 walks back on Tuesday. His ERA on the season is up over 7, and he will make his 12th start of the season tonight with High A Aberdeen. So Hawkins versus Wells, Cyclones versus Ironbirds. Time for a short break here on the Cyclone Radio Network. When we come back, we will give you a check of this afternoon's starting lineups featuring, again, none other than Francisco Alvarez catching and batting second. We'll have those full lineups for you after a short break. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered,
thank you
but
so
there's
much.
So many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Rolling right along here on the Cyclone Radio Network on this Sunday afternoon ahead of Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Johnny and Justin with you after the Mets grab an exciting win across the pond earlier today. Cyclones trying to follow suit with a pair of Mets in the house. Francisco Alvarez batting second and catching, and Edwin Diaz expected to make his second rehab appearance with High A Brooklyn here on this Sunday. Time now for this afternoon's starting lineups. First, we'll give it to you for the visiting Aberdeen Ironbirds, an even 500 at 28-28. All this talk about Brooklyn knocking on the door. Aberdeen very quietly right there as well. 3.5 back of first place Greensboro. Ironbirds coming in today at that even 500. 28 wins to 28 losses. Here is the 9 for Felipe Rojas Jr., Aberdeen manager, as those lineup cards are being exchanged as we speak at home plate. 9 for Aberdeen, Enrique Bradfield leads off and plays left. First round pick a year ago out of Vanderbilt by the Orioles. Then Tavian Josenberger, the center fielder switch hitter, he hits second. 50 steals combined between Bradfield and Josenberger in the 1 and 2 spots. Matt Horvath hits third, he's the second baseman. Then Creed Willems, the first baseman, cleans up. Carter Young, a switch hitting shortstop, he's in the 5-hole. Douglas Hoda, the right fielder, bats 6th. Jalen Vasquez after him at the hot corner, batting 7th. Adam Retzbach does the catching for Aberdeen this afternoon, he hits 8th. And Randy Florentino, the DH, in the 9 spot. Starting pitcher today for the Ironbirds, it is the right-hander Levi Wells. Numbers not too great for Wells this season, 0-4, a 7.29 ERA, 42 strikeouts to 21 walks, over 33 and a third innings, a whip of 1.68. This will be his 12th appearance of the season, all of which have come in a starting capacity for Aberdeen. Now for the home Cyclones, 30-26, 4 games over 500, sole possession of third place. Jersey Shore did end up winning that game last night against Greensboro. If you were with us, you know we were closely keeping an eye on that one throughout all of Saturday night, but it was the Blue Claws who took it down the stretch. So Jersey Shore in second at half a game back of Greensboro. Brooklyn in third, game and a half back. So here's Gilbert Gomez, Brooklyn's manager, his 9 on this Sunday. Nick Morabito leads off and plays center field. Francisco Alvarez continuing his big league rehab assignment. He is the catcher, hitting second. In two games on Tuesday and Wednesday, Alvy not only caught that combined no-no on Tuesday, went 1-for-6 with a pair of walks offensively between those two games. Nick LaRusso, the first baseman, he bats third. Junior Dillian, the second baseman, cleans up. William Lugo, the third baseman, he's the five-hitter. Then Jeffrey De Los Santos after him. De Los Santos serving as the DH today. Wilfredo Lara will slide over to the other side of the second base bag. He's the shortstop and hits seventh. Chris Suero out in left batting eighth. And then Karel Pons in the Brooklyn lineup today. He's the right fielder batting ninth. And the pitcher for Brooklyn this afternoon is a man who will have a very tough time being any better than he was in this first start of the week back on Tuesday. Dakota Hawkins, who went 5 no-hit innings, only one walk, 2 strikeouts, and now he will try to be just as sharp here on this Sunday. Numbers for Hawkins on the season, and again, this only his third start, will be his 14th overall appearance for the Cyclones. A 2-1 record, a 3.48 ERA, 11 walks to 41 strikeouts across 33.2 innings. You have to remember with Hawkins, when he joined this Brooklyn starting rotation, they lost a really solid arm out of the bullpen because Hawkins had been littered across some of the South Atlantic League leaders as far as relief pitchers were concerned. Sixth in strikeouts at the time he made that transition to a starting pitcher, and also sixth in innings amongst South Atlantic League relievers. A little bit of a different responsibility now for Dakota, but it has been so far so good for Mr. Hawkins, who through his first two starts of the season has really been pretty spectacular for Brooklyn. 9 innings, only 2 earned runs on 4 hits since joining the starting rotation. Will he continue that trend here on this Sunday? We are about to find out. A little bit of a later first pitch because of all of our pregame celebrations, festivities here on Eastern European Day at the ballpark. An expected first pitch time of 2:10. We are inching closer and closer to it as Hawkins and Wells ready to do battle on this Sunday. Again, we will remind you that Brooklyn hasn't even split a home series this season. They are a perfect 4-0 in home series. A loss today would be their first split, but they know that they will not lose the series. So that will indeed continue into the next homestand. All right. Hope you're ready for some Sunday afternoon baseball on a gorgeous afternoon on Coney Island. We will step aside, come back with first pitch between Brooklyn and Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink, every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse, with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, will move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for baseball you can drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Well, a little bit later than usual, but it is time for baseball on this Sunday afternoon on Coney Island Eastern European Day here in Brooklyn. Unfurled a large Ukrainian flag on the field pregame. A lot of ceremonial first pitches and performances, and you see King Henry sporting his royal blue and yellow suit today for the festivities. And as the right-hander Dakota Hawkins warms up on the mound, let's take a look at the Cyclones defensively this afternoon, put together by their manager Gilbert Gomez and brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. Left to right in the outfield, Chris Suero, Nick Morabito, and Karell Paz. No starts behind the plate for Suero this week, with Austin Allen and Francisco Alvarez in town. Third and first around the infield, William Lugo, Wilfredo Lara, Junior Tillian, and Nick LaRusso, with the major league rehabbing Francisco Alvarez, the catcher behind the plate. Dakota Hawkins, right-hander on the mound for the Cyclones tonight, making his second start of the week, his third of his pro career, so don't expect Hawkins to go terribly long here today. Hawkins, 6 feet tall, 208 pounds, 24 years old, from Chehalis, Washington, undrafted free agent signee out of Washington State, making his 14th overall appearance, 2-1 record, a 3.48 ERA, 25 hits in 33 and two-thirds innings, 11 walks to 41 strikeouts, of course, 5 no-hit innings to start this series on Tuesday, getting ready to start the first 9-inning no-hitter in Brooklyn Cyclones history. Enrique Bradfield Jr. will lead things off for the Ironbirds this afternoon. Had a great game yesterday, 3-for-6, 3 runs scored, and a stolen bag. Hawkins ready, Bradfield ready. It is time for baseball on Coney Island. Our first pitch of the night is a bunt foul to the screen, and we are underway at 2:13 Eastern time. So glad to have you with us on this sunny Sunday. Right now here on Coney Island, relatively cool, 72 degrees. Wind blowing towards the first baseline, the 0-1. And a slow breaking ball hits the outside corner. And Hawkins ahead 0-2. Bradfield hitting .265, 10 RBIs, 26 stolen bags. The 0-2 from Dakota. And a breaking ball outside. 1-2. Bradfield, 5-for-19 in the series, the highest rated prospect on this Aberdeen roster. The 1-2. And Bradfield, a soft ground ball to second. Backhanded there by Tillian. Low throw to first. And a good pick by LaRusso. And the leadoff man retired, one away. LaRusso may be inspired by that beautiful backhand pick by Pete Alonso to close out the game a little while ago for the Mets in London. So one down in the first brings up Tavian Josenberger. 1-for-4 in his last game. That was on Friday, head off yesterday, as Josenberger takes outside 1-0. No Matthew Etzel in the lineup today for the Ironbirds. Josenberger hitting .206, 2 homers, 21 ribbies. The 1-0, and a good off-speed pitch. Hawkins gets him leaning. 1-1.
Yeah, Hawkins, I'm sure happy that Etzel not in the lineup today for Aberdeen. Fifth in the league in hitting, and not only Hawkins, but really anyone who's going to toe the rubber today for Brooklyn and not have to deal with him.
The 1-1 pitch, skied left side. Out into shallow left is the third baseman, Lugo. Called off by the shortstop, Lara. And with the left fielder, Suero, behind him, Lara makes the play. Two quick outs for Brooklyn in the top of the first. Brings up the second baseman, Matt Horvath, coming off the best game of his professional career. Was the first Ironbird since moving to the full season level to have four extra base hits in a single game. As Horvath takes a strike 0-1, had three doubles, a homer, two RBIs last night. Batting average up to .221, four homers, 22 RBIs. As Horvath takes a called strike and it's 0-2. He was not in the lineup when Brooklyn no-hit Aberdeen on Tuesday, so did not get a chance to face Hawkins in that ballgame. Wide stance, the 0-2, up and in, a ball and two strikes. And Horvath has reached in all nine games the road trip for the Ironbirds over the last 2 weeks. 10 for his last 38. The 1-2. Breaking ball down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. The four-pitch arsenal for the Hawk. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Well, Dakota Hawkins picks up where he left off on Tuesday night. Three up, three down against the Ironbirds in the first. No runs, no hits, and nobody left at the end of a half an inning. Aberdeen nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Levi Wells on the mound for Aberdeen this afternoon. Took the loss in the opening game of the series on Tuesday. Didn't pitch poorly, though. Two runs, four hits, three innings. Did walk a season-high tying three. Struck out three in the ballgame. Fourth-round pick of the Orioles last year out of Texas State University in San Marcos. Wells standing 6'2", 216 pounds, 22 years old from Houston. 12th start of the year, 0-4, 7.29 ERA. 35 hits, 33 and a third innings, 21 walks, 42 strikeouts. Nick Morabito will lead things off for Brooklyn here in the top of the first inning. Rather, the bottom of the first inning. Back atop the lineup today for Brooklyn, and Morabito nearly wears that on his chin. Spins out of the way, helmet came flying off. And thankfully, Morabito all right, as Wells nearly drills him in the jaw. And thankfully, he missed 1-0. Well, there is chin music, and then there is chin music. And that chin music sounding like a out-of-tune piano chord. And Morabito, a foul tip into the glove of Retzbach. And the count, a ball and a strike. Nick on base a couple of times yesterday with a pair of walks. Fifth in minor league baseball. And on base percentage at .461. The 1-1 pitch and a swing and a miss. And now the bat goes flying all the way towards a couple of cameras set up. Heads up Jay Riley. Glad we've got the netting up along the third baseline. And the count 1-2. So what a start. Having a duck out of the way of a fastball headed towards your helmet. And then lost the bat on a swing. Morabito behind in the count 1-2. Wells curls and fires. And Nick grabs a piece, sends it out of play. Morabito hitting .293 in Brooklyn, two homers, six RBIs. Third in the league in steals, 10th in on-base percentage since joining the Cyclones. The 1-2 outside with a slider. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Defensively behind Wells tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Enrique Bradfield Jr., Tavian Josenberger, and Douglas Hodo the third. A long look from Wells, the 2-2. And a breaking ball high, a full count. Third to first around the infield, Jalen Vasquez, Carter Young, Matt Horvath, and Creed Willems. With Adam Retzbach doing the catching, the payoff. And he got him to chase the high fastball, strike three. Good pitch there from Wells. 94 up and out of the zone. Morabito's eyes lit up. Couldn't make contact. And that'll bring up Francisco Alvarez, who gets a nice round of applause from the Coney Island crowd. Alvarez played with Brooklyn Tuesday and Wednesday, caught the no-hitter Tuesday, DH'd Wednesday. Now the first pitch he sees, pulled on the ground at third, picked up by Vasquez, and he'll make the nonchalant toss across the diamond for the second out. But Alvarez has been back in his native Venezuela the last couple of days dealing with a family matter. We hope everything okay with Francisco and his family. Glad to see him back in the five boroughs. And I know Met fans very excited to get him back very shortly. But a good day to be wearing number 13 as a catcher in the Mets organization. As Nick LaRusso swings and misses at a fastball 0-1. Of course, Luis Torrens, the great play to end the ball game for the Mets today in London. It's great driving to the ballpark today. I know, Johnny, you were doing that too, tuning in to Keith Ratt and Pat McCarthy on WCBS, the Mets Radio Network. Doesn't happen all that often when we're driving to the ballpark and we're listening to the Mets as LaRusso fouls it back onto the roof, 0-2.
Yeah, more often than not, we just catch Pat doing the postgame show for our drive home.
But not so much on the way to the office. In our case, the ballpark. 0-2 on LaRusso, hitting at .276. Had off yesterday in the Brooklyn loss, the 0-2. And a breaking ball in there, strike three called. So Levi Wells follows up Dakota Hawkins, 1-2-3 inning, with one of his own. He strikes out a pair and retires Alvarez on a ground ball to third. We're through one here on Coney Island, a scoreless game on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the second inning. Both teams looking for the first base runner of the ball game. Fans, today's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours for safety and quality. Like the Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call them 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Creed Willems will lead off for Aberdeen, and he rips the first pitch deep down the right field line. Heads up in the Cyclone bullpen, but this one very foul. And the count 0-1. Well, nothing will wake you up like a 102-mile-an-hour foul ball. The 0-1. And Hawkins misses inside. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Willems, 2 for 5, 3 RBI game yesterday. Hitting at 222, 9 homers, 32 batted in. As he gets that one off the handle, fouls it straight back, 1 and 2. Brooklyn wearing specialty uniforms for Eastern European Day at the ballpark. Log on to BrooklynCyclones.com to bid on them, up for auction. As Willems takes low, 2 and 2. And I know that's going to be a hot item with Francisco Alvarez and Edwin Diaz wearing the uniforms today. But very similar to the navy and gold uniforms the Cyclones wear. 2-2. Willems, a high pop-up. Left side, shortstop Lara out in the left fielder, Suero. And Chris saw it all the way. Sunglasses on, makes the running grab. One away in the second for Carter Young. But Brooklyn in white script letters across the chest, white numerals front and back with a gold drop shadow. Royal blue uniforms today. Young, 2 for 6 yesterday, a double, a couple RBIs as the shortstop. And the switch hitter out in front of the chain, 0-1.
Got to be cool for Hawkins. I mean, you think about the experience, obviously, of Tuesday, which speaks for itself, spearheading that combined no-no. But now for a second straight appearance to be tossing to Alvarez.
The 0-1, and Young fouls it back 0-2. You wonder if maybe he's thinking, am I being selfish? I'm hoarding all the appearances, throwing to Alvarez to myself. He's caught 2 games this week, and Hawk has started both of them. The 0-2 pitch high. And the count 1-2. Young entering the day, a 132 average. 20 for 152. Does have 7 extra base hits and 12 RBIs. The 1-2. Outside 2-2. White pants all the way down to the ankles for Hawk. Red and gold piping along the side. Navy cap, navy bill. The gold interlocking BC logo on the front. 2-2 looped into left field, and Dakota Hawkins has allowed his first hit of the series. Went 6 1/3 no-hit frames to start the week, but Carter Young the one who finally picks up a knock, and so unfortunately no Johnny Vandermeer moment for Dakota Hawkins and the Cyclones today.
And figures it would come against the guy who's hitting a .132 in Carter Young. Young did have a multi-hit game last night for what it's worth, so maybe turning a corner.
One on, one out for Douglas Hodo, the third. This bounced on the ground at third. Could be two. Lugo to second for one. Tillian back to first late. Hodo too fast, beats it out. So a 5-4 fielder's choice. And one on, two out for Jalen Vasquez. But speaking of these beautiful blue and gold uniforms the Cyclones wearing today, not only being worn in honor of Eastern European Day today, they have artwork drawn on them from children in the Ukraine, displaced from Ukraine during the war. Out in Eastern Europe, as a pitch clock violation on the batter, Vasquez got into the box late, so he steps in with an 0-1 count. They drew white storks, a symbol of peace in Eastern Europe and Eastern European countries, and watermarked across the jerseys with a blue tint. As the pitch outside and the count 1-1. So not only meaningful in terms of looking at it from far away with the blue and gold. Throw back to first, and Hodo dives back, but carrying a lot of extra meaning with so many young children having their artwork displayed on the uniforms worn by Alvarez Diaz and the Cyclones today. And also focusing on trying to establish peace, not only, I'm sure, across Eastern Europe, but across the globe right now. The throwback to first, and Hodo dives back. But those jerseys being worn by the Cyclones today will be up for auction. Stay tuned to our social media channels, BrooklynCyclones.com, to make sure you have a chance to bid on it. As the pitch up and away, Alvarez bluffs a throw behind Hodo at first. 2-1. Scoreless game, top of the second inning. Bottom of the 2 o'clock hour. The 2-1 to Jalen, runner goes, swing and a miss, and Alvarez lost it on the transfer. And Hodo with a stolen bag. So the count 2-2 on Jalen Vasquez. But another stolen base for Douglas Hodo III. His third of the series and 18th overall so far this year.
Not too far away from becoming the fourth Aberdeen player to have 20 or more.
2-2. Rolled over to second, staying down on Attilian from the back of the infield turf. Easy play to first. And no harm, no foul for Brooklyn in the second. No runs, a hit, and one man left at the end of one and a half, still scoreless on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Levi Wells, 1-2-3 against Brooklyn in the bottom of the first. Back to the mound in the home second inning. Fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party just one time with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray, from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and supports by logging on oasas.ny.gov. Tilly and Lugo, De Los Santos due up in the inning. Stanley Consuegra getting the day off for Brooklyn, his only day off of the week thus far. And the first pitch to Junior Tillian outside 1-0. Tillian been scorching hot as of late. 2-for-3 yesterday, drove in four runs and a three-run homer. The 1-0, and Tillian strokes it foul up the third baseline, 1-1. Tillian batting average up to .248. Two homers, 15 RBIs, a nine-game hit streak, an 18-game on-base streak. The longest for a Cyclone since William Lugo reached an 18 straight from August the 23rd of last year until the second game of this season. The 1-1 from Wells. Outside 2-1. Tillian, great series as well. 7-for-16 this week, but hitting over .300 during the on-base streak. Hitting near .375 during the hitting streak. The 2-1. And Tillian fouls it away 2-2. And this is a guy the Mets still pretty high on. Was on the spring breakout roster. Guy who has been a fringe top 30 prospect in the past. But you have to remember, Tillian's still only 21. And will not turn 22 until after the regular season is over. 2-2 pitch. Tillian drives it in the air to center. But this ballpark going to be plenty big enough to hold it as Tavian Josenberger reaches over his shoulder. Makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out. And Tillian, the latest of a laundry list of players to be burned by the 4-12 marker in center. Nothing like a 385-foot flyout. One away for William Lugo. Lugo doubled last night, hitting a .165 on the year, and Wells gets a swing and a miss, 0-1. Aberdeen today, road grays with royal blue sleeves. Aberdeen in orange script across the chest, orange numerals front and back as Lugo gets it off the hands. First base side, Willems on the warning track, having trouble picking it up. And it hits off the screen anyway, a foul ball. And Willems will pick it up off the padded fence and hand it through that little opening to a fan sitting in the front row. Willems hasn't been scared off by the Coney Island faithful so far this week. The 0-2, way high over the head of everybody, a ball and two strikes. Great pants for Wells, all the way down to the ankles. Orange and black piping along the side. Royal blue cap with a blue bill. 1-2 pitch. High 2-2. Got that script A with the Iron Bird logo and silver through the middle. Great crowd on hand here on this Sunday fun day. 2-2. And Lugo crushes one, but this one well foul. Went over the ring light and into the loading dock. 2-2. That might have had a launch angle of 90 degrees. That was close. Cut it in half, 43. I apologize to all my old geometry teachers. 2-2. And he got him. 97-mile-an-hour fastball up from Levi Wells. That's about as hard as we've seen him throw this year. Cyclones have seen him a lot. A third of Wells' starts this year, including today, have been against Brooklyn. This is his fourth start against the Cyclones and his 12th overall. And it had been a struggle for Wells against Brooklyn coming into the day as Jeffrey De Los Santos, the batter, and he gets one off the wrists of foul ball. 0-1. Wells, half of his losses coming into the day had been against Brooklyn. With an ERA up over 12, 9 runs, 11 hits, 6 and 2/3 innings. The 0-1 to Jeffrey. And this one ripped in right center field. Over diving to try and make a play. Hodo, it gets behind him. And this one's going to go all the way to the fence. Jeffrey hits second. He's on his way to third. And he will slow down, standing up safely with a 2-out triple. His second in as many days. ...95 miles an hour into the gap. Hodo sold out to try and make a stellar play. But once that ball got down and kicked behind him, Jeffrey off to the races. That triple from De Los Santos calls for a Barrel Smith Barrel Age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. So De Los Santos extends his hitting streak as Wilfredo Lara takes up and in for ball one.
He was brought home on a sack fly yesterday after his triple. Obviously, won't be the case here with two away.
Brooklyn trying to strike first. Scoreless game. 1-0, and Lara line drive right field. Down in front of Hodo, a base hit. De Los Santos scores. Lara rounds first, stops there. Wilfredo Lara now has a 12-game on base streak. His 17th RBI makes it 1-0 Cyclones. 102-mile-an-hour blur down in front of the right fielder. And the 6-7 hitters in the Cyclone lineup produced the first run.
Yeah, Wells just gave him a fastball right down the middle, and Lara did not disappoint.
Got his hands in, served it the other way. And the 20-year-old native of the Dominican Republic is playing exactly the way folks were expecting when this season began. As Chris Suero takes high 1-0. Well, you know, it's a summer Sunday when the smell of a sunblock is emanating across the ballpark. Hope you have that SPF 60 out as Suero, a high drive, deep left field. Back goes Bradfield. Does he have a play? No, he doesn't. Goodbye, home run, Chris Suero. His second home run of the homestand, is third as a Brooklyn Cyclone, makes it 3-0 Clones in the second.
How about this for a two-out rally? Triple, RBI single, two-run home run. And how about the series that the trio of those three guys are having? De Los Santos, Lara, and Suero keep on producing for the Clones.
Chris Suero this week, 6-for-14. Two homers, 9 RBI. I know he's not on any top 30 prospect lists now, but make a note, Met fans. One of New York City's own is coming to a ballpark near you. Jordy Henry out to talk with Levi Wells. Has allowed four home runs this year, Wells. And again, half of them have been in this ballpark as Suero takes him deep. And it has been so much fun watching Suero really just thrive off the energy that just oozes through this ballpark as Karell Paz takes inside 1-0. And honestly, you talked to Nick La Russa, you heard a little bit about it yesterday. That'll be a feature video you'll see next week, but those who listened to the pregame show yesterday know what we're talking about. The 1-0 fouled off the hands, 1-1. And Johnny, you asked Nick about it, and La Russa said plain and clear, yeah, we are a team that feeds off this environment, feeds off this energy. And it's been showing.
And I thought Nick had a really great take on it as well, the way he sort of examined it.
The 1-1, Paz takes inside, two balls, a strike.
He said, you know, I kind of feel like minor league baseball, people look at it as very individualized, right? Prospects, who's performing, who's moving on up. But he really credited this Cyclones team.
Swing and a miss at a lively fastball, 2-2.
And I think that really holds true with this squad. I mean, you look up and down this Brooklyn roster, and as far as prospect rankings are concerned, you know, nothing super crazy, but they're just a good team playing good baseball right now.
The 2-2 pitch inside a full count, and that's not to say that these guys don't have major league prospects. I was literally talking to a scout yesterday, and we were both talking about how those top 30 lists aren't always 100% accurate.
Right.
There are plenty of diamonds in the rough, not only for Brooklyn. As that pitch up and in, ball four, and Karell Paz on with a walk. But if you looked at a top 30 prospect list for the Orioles right now, arguably the guy who's been the most outstanding player for the Ironbirds this year is nowhere to be seen, Matthew Etzel. Can't tell me he's not one of the 30 best players in the Orioles system right now. So one on, two out, back to the top of the lineup, and Nick Morabito. A throwback to first, and Paz sashays back. Teach me to try and say a fancy word. Brooklyn, three runs in here in the second. Alara single, a two-run Suero homer. Morabito out in front. Good off-speed pitch from Wells. No balls and a strike. Morabito has reached in six straight games. Has done an outstanding job adapting to the South Atlantic League. This one off the fifth, shallow left center field, say cheese, and that one's down for a base hit. Paz breaks for third, the throw there, not in time. Morabito with a parachute single, and the Cyclones now five straight have reached with two out. Runners at the corners for Francisco Alvarez.
And Brooklyn continues to have Levi Wells' number. And you can be sure Wells knows that. Has to be frustrating. Justin, you ran down the numbers a couple of minutes ago as far as how he has fared against Brooklyn this season. And unfortunately for his sake, that has continued here in this second inning.
Action already in the Aberdeen bullpen as Alvarez steps in. Bouncing ball, right side. Horvath onto the right field. Turf makes the play, and the inning is over. Thought that might take a big turf bounce over Horvath's head. But not this time. However, Brooklyn strikes for three. The big blow, a two-run blast by the Bronx's own Chris Suero. We are through two, 3-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready. because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third inning. Beautiful day for baseball on Coney Island. It's really been just an outstanding week here in Brooklyn. Big thanks to all the Cyclone fans, all our sponsors who have come out to make this such an outstanding week. Fans, calling all kids, only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting tickets to see your Brooklyn Cyclones. We're doing it. All kids 18 under are invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by our good friends at Sledge House Media. All you have to do, read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Adam Retzbach, and back to the top of the order. Retzbach, Florentino, Bradfield due up in the inning. And the first pitch from Dakota Hawkins outside 1-0. Retzbach was the only Iron Bird in the lineup yesterday without a base hit. Shoots this one through the legs of Hawkins, but making the play behind second, Tillian pulled LaRusso off the bag, but able to apply the tag on Retzbach running by on his way down. And the leadoff man retired to start the third. That play had a little bit of everything, just like this series has. So now it is Randy Florentino. Second start of the series for him. Went 1-for-4 with an RBI on Thursday night, but also threw an inning and two-thirds on the mound as he swings and lifts it in the air to left. Back goes Suero, now comes in a couple of steps to make the grab, two away. Gave up two runs on four hits in what was his second pitching appearance of the year. So back to the top of the order, and Enrique Bradfield Jr. Bases empty, two out, 3-0 Brooklyn. Be joined by our floor and decor kid caster of the game in the bottom of the inning as Bradfield hits it on the ground to third, knocked down by Lugo. Easy play to first, and 1-2-3 go the Iron Birds in quick order. In the top of the third, the Hawk needed just four pitches. We head to the bottom of the third. We'll be joined by our kid caster of the game when we come back on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Go to the bottom of the third. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead, and the first pitch from Levi Wells to Nick LaRusso taken down and away. And the count 1-0. LaRusso struck out looking. Only time up so far today, the 1-0. And LaRusso takes a call. Strike 1-1. Umpire and crew today, Jamal Allen behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. And Connor Kroll, native of South Jersey, on the bases. The 1-1 is on the outside. Black 1-2. Aberdeen, no runs, a hit, no errors. They have left one. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have left 2. The 1-2 pitch, outside and low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. LaRusso, Tilly, and Lugo. 3 due up to bat in the frame. Brooklyn sent 8 to the plate in the 3-run second inning. 2-2. Up and away, a full count to LaRusso. Been among the best hitters in the South Atlantic League so far this year. 9th-round pick out of Maryland. Last July, the payoff pitch in the dirt, ball 4. And LaRusso aboard with a leadoff walk. So one on, nobody out. And that'll bring up Junior Tillian. Flied out to center his first time. So here is Tillian. And the first chance for him. And his second plate appearance takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. Tillian has loved hitting at home so far this year. 325 average here at Maimonides Park. The 0-1. And Tillian, big bouncer up the third baseline. It's 0-2. Tillian, an 18-game on base streak, the longest active streak in the South Atlantic League. Tilling another guy like Consuegra, like Suero, like Lara, raising their batting average in buckets over the last couple of weeks. As Tillian, a high pop-up, shallow right. Out is Horvath. He seems to have it squared away and does. Backpedaling makes the catch for the first out of the third. It will be a league-wide off day tomorrow for Brooklyn. Then they'll hit the road for Hudson Valley. A final full series of the first half before Jersey Shore comes to town. First 3 of that series in late June will be the final 3 games of the half. And the final 3 games will start the second half. As that one high to Lugo, 1-0. Lugo struck out his first time. Honestly, it's just hard to believe we're already nearing the midway point of the season. Feels like just yesterday we were getting things going in Wilmington. As Lugo fouls it back towards us. And whoa, just underneath us. I wasn't ready for that. Hey, everybody. We now have a foul ball at our feet. Never know what's going to happen on any given day. See, Alex trying to find a way to slide in there. Come away with that souvenir. A 1-1 pitch. And Lugo again fouls it straight back 1-2. I don't know what Lugo has to do with wanting to find a way to drill us in the broadcast booth. But last year when Johnny caught the foul ball, we were sitting a level below, and he made the play in the air. If we were sitting a level below today, it would have been prime catch material. Lugo takes outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. I wasn't ready for that. Not that anyone ever really is. We joked about bringing gloves up here to the booth earlier this week. Might have to do that for the next home stand. 2-2 pitch outside, a full count. Payoff pitch, and Lugo swings and misses. And there's 2 away here in the bottom of the third inning. We are joined now by a very special guest here on Coney Island.
Do I have to do this, Mom?
We're joined now by our Florida Core Kidcaster of the game. We're joined now by our very special birthday boy, Wesley Williams. It's okay, Wesley. Just talk a little bit about baseball. It's all
we
good,
did
buddy.
Hear it is your birthday, Wesley. Happy birthday.
Doing
how old are you?
Eight.
All right.
It's Jeffrey De Los Santos fouls it off the
count. How's the birthday going so far?
Good.
Who are you at the game with today, Wesley? Now you got your mom with you. Anyone else here?
No.
No, just you guys? Having a fun day at the ballpark?
Yeah.
You got a great weather day for it as well.
Yeah.
Is this your first time being here at the ballpark? What do you think so far? Is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
You gonna go check out the roller coasters after the game? Yeah. You a big roller coaster guy, Wesley?
Yeah, kind of not really.
I feel that exactly the same way as De Los Santos takes outside. And the count one and two. You a big baseball fan, Wesley?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite team? Are you a Mets fan?
Yankees.
Oh,
Yankees fan.
No.
Well,
that's okay. We won't hold it against you.
Well, we're playing the Yankees affiliate next week on the road.
Really?
On the road in Hudson Valley. Might have to take you up there for a visit. How's that sound?
Good.
Who's your favorite Yankee player?
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto. It's a pretty good choice. One of the best players in baseball. You try and play like Juan. You mimic your batting stance after him. I remember those days, trying to hit like Mike Piazza and David Wright as the pitch down and away. And the count full 3-2. You playing baseball this spring and summer, Wesley?
Yeah.
What position do you play?
I play all the positions.
All of them. All right. Which one's your favorite to play?
First.
Okay.
First base.
Very nice.
Like being an act, getting all the action, getting all the balls thrown to you as De Los Santos takes a strike on the inside corner to bring the inning to a close. Anyone you want to say hi to on the broadcast today, Wesley? Maybe any friends out there?
Yeah. I have a ton of friends in the suite. I don't really know who to say hi to.
Say hi to them all. That works just as well.
Everyone down in the suite below, Wesley Williams, happy birthday, buddy. We're so glad you could join us. Please feel free to stop by anytime. And we can't wait to root you on with your baseball games this summer. How's that sound?
Thanks for coming on, Wesley.
I mean, my last game's next weekend.
Next week,
well,
all right.
I hope you have a great game next weekend.
Yeah.
Have some fun. Have a great time with your mom and your friends at the ballpark today.
Uh-huh.
And do us a favor, have a great birthday, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Wesley Williams, our Florida Core Kidcaster of the game, did a fantastic job. We head to the fourth inning, 3-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. First pitch of the fourth inning outside Octavian Josenberger. Have to give a big shout-out to our Florida Core Kidcaster of the game, Wesley Williams. I know exactly how he felt. I would have been nervous in that spot, too, when I was his age. I wanted to do this when I was his age and still was nervous to put that headset on for the first time, but he was great. And who else is going to do great? Johnny Gaudamwitz on the play.
Well, he was fantastic. He powered through the stage fright as the 1-1 is hit sharply on the ground. LaRusso vacuums it up, and the first baseman taps on the first base pillow for out number one. It is the top of the fourth. It is a 3-0 Brooklyn lead. All three Cyclones runs came in the bottom half of inning number two. thanks in large part to Chris Suero's two-run home run. And Dakota Hawkins' first toss is a breaking ball to Mac Horvath, nothing and one. Horvath 0 for 1, a swinging strikeout his first time up this afternoon. A one on the way, and Horvath skies this one to left field. Suero gives it a look, but he can't do anything more than that. Into the trees for a long solo shot from Mac Horvath. Second straight day with a long ball for Horvath, who also had three doubles yesterday. He is scorching hot at the plate right now, and Aberdeen is on the board. It's 3-1.
Yeah, you know, you hit it well when nobody moves after the baseball, and Horvath obliterates one, and the Ironbirds get one back.
416 is what that one was listed as. 106 off the bat. Now Creed Willem sends one to the left center field gap as well. And this is off the fence. Willem's chugging his way in towards second. Long carom, and now the relay comes in. No play at second base. It is a stand-up, one-out double for Creed Willems. Back-to-back extra base hits. The homer from Horvath, the double from Willems. And Aberdeen in business here in the fourth with a runner in scoring position and one away. So Dakota Hawkins has surrendered a run for the first time this series, thanks to the Horvath solo shot. And now he'll need to bear down here. A runner on second and one out for Carter Young. Francisco Alvarez out to have a word with his battery mate Hawkins. Carter Young set to dig in. Switch hitter batting left. He was the first Iron Bird to collect a hit today. Aberdeen only has three hits. Young had the only one before this inning. First pitch to him, he shows bunt and fouls it backwards. Nothing and one. So this is the toughest frame that Hawkins has had in really almost a game and a half for him now when you rewind back to Tuesday's five no-hit innings. Willems off of second, and the switch hitting Young up to bat. 0-1 to him. Young watches it go by down and away. One ball and one strike. Mentioned it earlier, Carter also had that multi-hit day yesterday, really as did so many Ironbirds. Aberdeen 14 runs on 18 hits. 1-1 on the way, and Young takes outside yet again, 2-1. Brooklyn had 18 hits on Friday, and Aberdeen returned the favor Saturday night. Hawkins works out of the stretch, 2-1 drives home. Outside again, three balls and one strike. No throwing going on in Brooklyn's bullpen down the right field line. Hawkins up over 40 pitches. Rather economical, he had a four-pitch third. That's helped keep that suppressed. 3-1, fouled into the Aberdeen dugout, and it's 3-2. Infield swung around to the right. Playing Young, the switch hitter batting left to pull. 3-2. Swing and a chopper foul, first base way. And it stays right there. Douglas Hodo on deck, then Jalen Vasquez after him. Aberdeen already won across here in this top of the fourth on Mac Horvath's solo home run. 3-1 Cyclone lead, and a 3-2 pitch upcoming. Hawkins stares back at second. Now the pitch. Outside, ball four. So homer, double, walk. That's how the last three batters have gone for Dakota Hawkins. Two on and one away for Douglas Hodo. So the tying runs on the base pads for Aberdeen. Again, let's remind you of the stakes. Ironbirds trying to salvage a series split. That's what they would accomplish with a win today. Split the six games right down the middle, 3-3. Brooklyn going for the win. First pitch to Hodo, in towards the knees, 1-0. Hodo, one of just three true righty batters in Aberdeen's lineup today. Awaiting a 1-0 delivery, wave and a miss, 1-1. Hawkins pulled the string that time on the breaking ball. Dakota standing high atop the mound. His blue jersey blowing about in the wind. 1-1. Called strike inside corner. It is 1-2. Well, the good news for Brooklyn, 20-2 on the season when they score first. They have done that this afternoon. 1-2. Low and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. This Cyclones team has been about as good as you can possibly be when it comes to protecting leads. Two on the way. Swinging a high pop behind home plate. Alvarez ditches the mask, looking skyward, makes the two-hand grab for the second out of the inning.
And there is action in Brooklyn's bullpen right now. Jake Stevenson up and throwing. Maybe just in case they need to lift Hawkins to get the final out here in the fourth. But Hawk now one out away from getting out of further dodge.
The man standing in his way of doing just that is the lefty swinging Jaylen Vasquez. Big hole on the left side for Vasquez with Lara the shortstop shaded up the middle. First pitch, stung on the ground, right-hand side, diving stop by Tillian at second. Up with it and over to first in time to retire the side. What a play by Junior Tillian at second base. Robbed Vasquez of a base hit to retire the side. But Aberdeen does get one back on a Mac Horvath solo shot. It is Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen 1. Bottom 4 coming up from Maimonides Park.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
A 7-8-9-2 up for Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the fourth, all three of which Wilfredo Lara, Chris Suero, and Karel Paz reached safely their first time up this afternoon. Brooklyn in the driver's seat. It's 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Levi Wells, Aberdeen's starting pitcher, is back high atop the hill for his fourth frame on this Sunday. His first pitch upcoming to Wilfredo Lara. Wells out of the full wind, deals home. And starts Lara out with a breaking ball for a called strike. 0-1. It was Lara who singled home Jeffrey De Los Santos in the second, and then later came around to score himself on a Chris Suero 2-run home run. 0-1. Lara takes outside, ball and a strike to Wilfredo. A righty swinging shortstop. Defensive utility guy for Brooklyn that you can plug and play in numerous spots. Today the shortstop, though. 1-1 to him. Wave and a miss, and it is 1-2, and that is not to minimize what Lara has done offensively as of recently as well. Scored a run yesterday, knocked one in as well, drew a walk, had a multi-hit day back on Friday, enjoying a real nice series for himself. 1-2 on the way. Lara leans out of the way of a fastball high and tight, drawing some oohs from the crowd, and it's 2-2. Lara calls time, granted by the home plate umpire Jamal Allen.
Yeah,
Brooklyn, 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors so far today. 2-2 to Lara. Fastball up and away, 3-2. Cyclones did commit 3 errors yesterday for what it's worth. But do enter play today, still with the second best fielding percentage in the South Atlantic League. 3-2. Lara takes outside ball 4. Wilfredo aboard for the second time this afternoon, and Brooklyn has the leadoff man on here in inning number 4. Second straight frame, they've put the leadoff man on the bases.
And that's something that's impressed me a lot about Wilfredo Lara this year is he walks a lot for a guy who just turned 20 years old, and really during this hot streak, he has walked more than he has struck out, and that's something you love to see from players regardless of age.
Chris Suero yanks one down the left field line, foul, into the seats, 0-1. Yeah, Lara's got plenty of speed over at first, but do Levi Wells well to keep an eye on him. Chris Suero with 9 runs batted in this series. Already 2 today on his home run. 0-1. Suero chops one third base way, foul. And Chris behind rather quickly, 0-2. Yesterday, one of the lone games of this series where Suero didn't really have much of an impact. 0-3 with a walk. Wells out of the stretch, 0-2 home. Foul back towards us, up over our heads and over the roof. So Suero now 6-10 in this series. Clubbed his third home run of the season. Back in the bottom of the second. Awaiting an 0-2 delivery. Wells a long hold, belt set. Throws over to first to check on the runner. Lara back safely. Well, it's been alternating between sunlight and shadows all afternoon on the turf field below. Bright sunny day, but there is some larger cloud coverage. Swing and a miss on an 0-2 pitch. Runner bluffed and did not go. Suero down on strikes regardless as Levi Wells has his 6th strikeout. One on, one away here in the fourth. And it looks as if Wells' day might be coming to a close. Felipe Rojas Jr., Aberdeen manager, out of the Iron Bird dugout on the third base side. And he points his left hand towards the bullpen for a new pitcher. We'll have him for you after a short break on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen, 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Day done for the starter, Levi Wells, making his 2nd start of the week. Yaki Rivera on to make his 2nd relief appearance this week. 6'2", 150 pounds, will turn 21 in July from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Unofficial lineup for the starter, Wells, still responsible for the runner at first, Lara. 3 1/3 innings, 3 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks. Did strike out 6 today, 68 pitches, 41 strikes. Really the only blip on the radar for Wells, that 3-run 2nd inning, Johnny.
And Yaki Rivera on to inherit a runner on first base with one away, and his first pitch is hit well down the right field line. Paz gave it a ride, but what a catch on the warning track by Hodo as he collides into the fence. Hodo got a great first step and got there just in time to make the catch on the warning track, putting his body on the line, and it paid off. So Hodo takes away what likely would have been extra bases and maybe even saving a run as well. Back pick try to first after the first toss. Not in time. Lara standing back safely. Nothing and one to the leadoff man, Nick Morabito. Thought maybe Paz had just enough to plant it beyond the right field fence. But instead, a very loud out number two. 0-1 to Morabito. Runner takes off. Pitches low for a ball. Throw is also low, and it trickles into center. Backed up nicely by Josenberger to keep Lara at second base.
And that stolen base from Alfredo Lara brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. The perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink.
Yeah, that place is going to be bumping all summer long. Runner in scoring position, and a balk called. Lara takes third. Rivera barely even got going.
Lara was barely at second.
Right. So 3-1 Cyclones, and Lara 90 feet from making it 4-1. 1-1 delivery, and Morabito takes a little bit outside 2-1. Nick today 1-for-2, struck out in the first and singled in the second. Brooklyn trying to get the run back that they permitted earlier. Swing and a chopper foul. Third base side, it's 2-2. Aberdeen scored one in the top half of this fourth on a Mac Horvath solo home run. Brooklyn trying to negate it here. 2-2. Flair on the right side. First baseman Willems back and makes the catch as he ranges on to the green-shaded right field turf to retire the side. New arm in the game for Brooklyn after the break. Cyclones winning it 3-1 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
It's getting sweet here in Brooklyn. It is sugar time. Edwin Diaz on out of the bullpen to make his second Major League Rehab appearance of the week. Diaz picked up the win for Brooklyn on Thursday night. Worked around a two-out triple, struck out a pair, 14 pitches, 11 strikes, trying to work himself back to the Mets after landing on the IL a couple of days ago with right shoulder impingement. Comes on for Dakota Hawkins. Diaz scheduled to face 8-9-1. In the Iron Bird lineup, Johnny.
And if Diaz does not face the minimum, he will face the man who hit the triple off of him the other night in Tavian Josenberger, as his first toss to Adam Retzbach misses outside 1-0, 87-mile-an-hour slider from Diaz is 1-0, fouled back, and it's 1-1. 96 on the gun that time from Edwin Sugar Diaz, right-hander, former AL Reliever of the Year, NL Reliever of the Year, a man who hardly needs an introduction, is 1-1, wave and a miss. Foul tip held, it is 1-2. Diaz has not appeared in a big league game since May the 25th when he blew his fourth save of the season for New York. Last outing prior to that, he pitched not the ninth but the seventh inning as his 1-2 is a slider downstairs, two balls and two strikes. Carlos Mendoza and the Mets coaching staff using him in a little bit of a lower leverage situation against the Giants. 2-2. Slider down and away, three balls and two strikes. But like you say, Justin, this Edwin's second appearance of the week here for the Cyclones. One scoreless inning back on Thursday when we were on SNY. 3-2 count, bases empty, pitch home. Outside, ball four. So Diaz just missed his spot a little bit. And Edwin puts the leadoff man on as Retzbach aboard to begin this top of the fifth. 3-1 Cyclones.
Didn't miss by much. Getting squeezed here is Diaz.
So now he will have to deal with a runner on first. Randy Florentino, a lefty swinging DH. Pitch, wave, and a miss. Nothing in one. Aberdeen only has three base hits so far today. Diaz belt set, a one home. Swing and a miss, nothing in two. And Edwin has that real sense of pace and flow and rhythm. Operating rather quickly, Florentino knows it, so he asks for time. Diaz ahead 0-2, here it comes. Hit down the first baseline, collected there by LaRusso, and steps on the bag and throws to second for a double play. Not too shabby for Edwin, who goes from runner on first, nobody out, to bases empty and two gone.
Not sure why Retzbach went in standing up to second base. If he goes in sliding, I think he probably gets in there safely, but made it for an easier tag, and just like that, two out.
Back to the top we go for Enrique Bradfield Jr., who checks his swing but went around for strike one. Aberdeen leadoff batter, lefty swinging batter. Bradfield leading off and playing left. A 1-2 him. Takes up and away, one ball and one strike. 97 from Edwin that time around. 1-1 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball two, 2-1. But Diaz obviously going through some struggles this season at the big league level. ERA up over 5. 2-1. Fouled back. And it's 2-2. He's given up 18 hits across 20 big league innings. Normally, any time that hit number is close or above to your innings number. Not the best sign. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. He got him. Diaz just blew it right by 97 on the gun. He faces the minimum thanks to the double play. Cyclones lead it 3-1. Bottom five coming right up from Coney Island.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Well, the Ironbirds getting back one of the Orioles' top pitching prospects, Moises Chassé, reinstated off the IL earlier this morning. One of the top young arms in Baltimore's system takes over for Yaki Rivera, who threw just six pitches to get the final two outs of the fourth, Johnny.
And the first pitch of the bottom of the fifth to Francisco Alvarez is outside 1-0. Alvarez has those bright neon green cleats that he wore on both Tuesday and Wednesday as well. 1-0 to Alvy. Swinging a ground ball, hit sharply to short. Young scoops it up and zips it over to first for out number one. So Alvarez very aggressive today. He swung at the first pitch and put it in play in each of his first two at-bats. And that time put the second pitch he saw in play. 0 for 3, though, three groundouts. And now Nick LaRusso up, bases empty, and one gone. First pitch to LaRusso. Called strike, nothing and one. Brooklyn leads it 3-1. We're at the bottom of the fifth. Cyclones going for the series victory here on this Sunday. 0-1 pitch. LaRusso takes inside. One ball and one strike. Nick today, strikeout and a walk. Chassé ready to deal, a 1-1. And LaRusso takes outside. Two balls and one strike. Chassé just added to this Aberdeen roster. 2-1 up coming to LaRusso. And the righty takes a called strike. It is 2-2. Just reinstated from the injured list. And right back to work. As LaRusso 2-2, bases empty, one gone. Here's the pitch. LaRusso watches it go by in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes. Junior Dillian on deck. 3-2, the count on LaRusso, the former Maryland Terrapin. Awaiting a 3-2 delivery after he asks for time. Chassé out of a full short line, 3-2. LaRusso swinging a miss, down on strikes. So Moises Chassé retires the first two that he faces. Seventh strikeout by Aberdeen Arms so far today. And its base is empty, two gone. Yeah, so Yaki Rivera did not pitch very long in this ballgame. Just two-thirds of an inning. No strikeouts, no walks, no hits, no runs. First toss to Junior Tillian. Smacks it on the ground, third base way. Nice backhand by Vasquez at third, but it was in foul ground. And it's 0-1. Tillian 0-2. Junior 2-for-3 yesterday, had that three-run home run, part of a four-ribby night for him. Righty-righty matchup. 0-1 to Tillian. Fastball for a strike, and Junior behind quickly, nothing and two. I'll mention this Aberdeen squad still in it, as are the Cyclones, as they try to grab the first half crown. 0-2 to Tillian. Hit in the air and hit well to left. Off the video board. Home run, Junior Tillian for the second straight game. Solo shot for the Brooklyn second baseman. And the Cyclones do indeed get that run back. It is 4-1 Brooklyn.
Make it a 10-game hitting streak for Junior. 19 straight on base. And I'm calling shenanigans on Hawkeye. 95 miles an hour exit velocity, 340 feet. I'll buy the distance. That's only because it ricocheted off the video board there with quite a bit of thump.
We have had quite a few homers this season that have dinged off of that video board.
Maybe that's why a couple panels are out.
First pitch down and away to William Lugo. It's 1-0. Yeah, but Tillian got every bit of it for Brooklyn's fourth run of the afternoon. 1-0 the count on Lugo. Here's the pitch. Lugo takes outside 2-0. It's interesting, Justin. I believe it was yesterday on the pregame show we made the point. So many guys in Brooklyn's lineup right now that are on some sort of streak, some sort of really impressive span. As a 2-0 wave and a miss, it's 2-1. They can sort of just close your eyes, point to somebody, and chances are we've got something good to say about their offensive performance over the course of the past number of games. And Tillian fits very nicely under that umbrella. 2-1, misses low and outside. 3-0 to William Lugo. Lugo, someone who I'm sure would love to join in that conversation. Only at $1.65 this season. But he takes a 3-1 outside for 4. And Lugo, who woke up this morning third in the South Atlantic League in walks with 40, just drew his 41st free pass of the season. Two-out base runner. So Chassé, after he retired the first two, allows a solo shot by Tillian and then walks Lugo. So one on and two away for Jeffrey De Los Santos. 4-1 Cyclones here, bottom five. Thanks so much for hanging out with us in this series finale. First pitch to Jeffrey. Low and away, 1-0. De Los Santos, a triple back in the second. Came home to score one batter later when Wilfredo Lara knocked him in. Lara standing on deck now. 1-0 upcoming from Chassé. Pitch. De Los Santos takes a strike. It is 1-1. Great crowd on hand here on this Sunday. Eastern European Day here at the ballpark. It has been a great week of attendance, really, in general for Brooklyn. A lot of packed houses here at Maimonides Park. Come join the fun if you haven't already. 1-1 down and in. 2 and a strike to Jeffrey De Los Santos. Cyclones, of course, will hit the road for Hudson Valley next week. But after that, Brooklyn does indeed return home. 2-1 upcoming from Chassé. Wave and a miss. It is 2-2. Cyclones will close out the first half when they host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. And what is shaping up to be maybe some really meaningful games right before we switch over to half number two. Of course, it's Greensboro leading the way right now, but Brooklyn and Jersey Shore have really been neck and neck. 2-2, De Los Santos serves it on the ground right to Willems at first, who grabs it and steps on the bag to retire the side. But not before Brooklyn scores another on a solo home run from Junior Tillian, who now has a 19-game on base streak. One run, one hit, one left. At the end of five, Brooklyn leads it 4-1 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Top of the sixth inning, Edwin Diaz, his day done, faced the minimum, struck out a batter in that fifth inning. Joshua Cornelli, who recorded the final 9 outs of the no-hitter on Tuesday, making his first appearance since, getting a chance once again to throw to his old friend and countryman Francisco Alvarez.
And he has a 3-run lead to protect as he gets 2-3-4, and his first pitch misses way up and away. That one just got away from Joshua. 1-0 to Tavian Josenberger, a switch hitter, batting left against Cornelli, the righty arm. So Josh has that one out of his system. Now the 1-0. Fouled back towards us. 1-1. Josenberger 0-2 today. Popped up to short, grounded out to first. Did not play yesterday in Aberdeen's 14-6 victory. 1-1. Takes outside 2-1. William Lugo at third is playing well off the line. Almost in shortstop territory. As for the shortstop, Lara, he's very shaded up the middle. 2-1. Downstairs, 3 balls and 1 strike. So Aberdeen still only the 3 hits up until this point. Their only run, a Mac Horvath solo home run. 3-1. Cornelli deals. Called strike. It's 3-2. Ironbirds after this return home for a 6-game set with the Hickory Crawdads. 3-2 from Cornelli. Inside, ball 4. And Josenberger aboard to start the frame. Yeah, Aberdeen gets Hickory and then at Wilmington to close out the first half. Hickory and Wilmington, two sub-500 teams. So again, Aberdeen has a lot of teams to hop, but not out of it either. And an even 500 entering play today. Now Mac Horvath. First pitch to him, misses inside. Throw down to first. Backstanding safely, Josenberger. 1-0 the count on Horvath, who is responsible for the lone Ironbird run today. His solo home run came in the fourth with 1 out. Cornelli a belt set out of the stretch, first base side of the rubber. 1-0. Horvath takes a strike. Another pickoff attempt at first. Alvarez being very aggressive, but again, safely, Josenberger back to the base.
That was a bang-bang play, though, at first base. Great throw from Alvarez.
Well, he certainly has the cannon to keep runners on their toes. 1-1 from Cornelli. Pitch inside, ball 2. 2-1. The music blaring in from the boardwalk. Another day with some real buzz here on Coney Island, not just inside Maimonides Park, but outside it as well. Cornelli tosses over to first. Not as close that time. Josenberger back safely yet again. Mets picking up an exciting win in London earlier on today. New York will have the day off tomorrow before they return home to face the Miami Marlins. 2-1. Inside 3-1 to Horvath. And after that, I believe San Diego comes to town. So the Mets with a big homestand coming up. And obviously they have the momentum of today's exciting down-to-the-wire win that will propel them into that homestand. 3-1. Ball 4 towards the knees. So Cornelli comes on. And Joshua walks the first two batters that he faces. Cornelli back on Tuesday in the no-hitter. Only walked 1 over 3 innings. He has walked 2 today without recording it out. Now Creed Willems up to bat. 2 on and nobody out. Aberdeen cleanup batter. Alvarez and Cornelli having a chat on the mound before Willems digs in. Willems, the South Atlantic League Player of the Month in April. Fourth in the league in home runs. 2 for 5 yesterday. Does have a double today as well. Close stance for the lefty slugger. First pitch from Corneli. Swing and a foul ball. Out of play. Nothing and one. Willems a real interesting guy when it comes to his hitting approach. Actually uses a journal to recap all of his at-bats. A one-up coming from Corneli. Here's the pitch. Willems takes down and in, 1-1. But on the front of that journal, it says the only important at-bat is the next one. Trying not to, of course, get too caught up on the events of the past. Both runners go. 1-1 outside, ball 2. Alvarez throws to second and is thrown out in time. So a double steal executed by Aberdeen, which is par for the course for this Ironbirds squad. They have swiped 3 bags today now in totality, becoming the first team in the minors to hit 160 steals this season. Josenberger on second, or rather third, Horvath on second, as Willems hits it on the ground first base way. Corneli picks it up and applies the tag. Run home to score as Josenberger crosses home plate. Willems is retired, but it is an RBI ground out for Creed. Horvath takes third. So a runner on third and one away for Carter Young. As Aberdeen scratches one across here in the sixth. It's 4-2 Cyclones. First pitch to Carter Young, who shows bunt. And takes well 1-0. Young at just 132 this season. But he does have a hit tonight and did have 2 yesterday. 1-0 from Corneli. Standing tall atop the mound. Deals. Young shows bunt again. This time a strike, though. 1-1. Douglas Hodo on deck, then Jalen Vasquez after him. If you're just joining us, Edwin Diaz. A clean inning of relief in a major league rehab outing. 1-1. Young slices it down the left field line. Lara giving chase and reaches up to make the catch. Pressed right up against the foul line in left field. So Lara getting his steps in at short today. That's out number 2. And Lara did a nice job to get that in quickly. It was not deep enough to score the runner Horvath off of third. But regardless, Lara recognizing the urgency, rifling it in without a moment's hesitation. So 2 away, now Douglas Hodo. Horvath still looming off third. Pitch up and in, 1-0. So the Brooklyn lead has been shaved to 2. It is Brooklyn 4, Aberdeen 2. Cyclones in the home half will send 7-8-9. Wara, Suero, and Paz up to bat. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Foul tip. 1-1. It hasn't really mattered where in the lineup for the Cyclones this week. Brooklyn has been getting production from just about everywhere. Top 3, middle 3, bottom 3, you name it. Look no further than today. Chris Suero out of the 8th spot. A 2-run home run that right now is the difference in this ballgame. Brooklyn up by 2. Ball and a strike to Hodo. 2 gone and a runner on third. Corneli has those bright red sleeves as he always does. Compliments the blue jerseys quite nicely, if I do say so myself. 1-1. Up and in. 2 balls and 1 strike to Hodo. Hodo reached on a fielder's choice and popped up to the catcher in his 2 at-bats so far today. Ahead 2-1. Corneli trying to make sure this doesn't become a 1-run game. 2-1 in towards the hips. 3 balls and 1 strike. Josh's command just a little off here in this 6th so far. Couple of walks allowed. Does not want to walk a third, I'm sure. In danger of doing so here. Falls behind 3-1 to Hodo. Belt set. 3-1 home. Foul ball. Dings off of the overhang just above the AV room to our right. 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner on third for Douglas Hodo. Cornelli trying to keep it a 2-run game here. 3-2. Popped up. Left side of home. Alvarez makes the play in foul ground to retire the side. So Cornelli strands one at third, but not before Aberdeen plates one in the top of the sixth. It's 4-2 Cyclones as we go to the home half on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on 5 special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Moises Chassé has already surrendered one today. He's pitched one inning. Junior Tillian took him deep. Chassé also walked one, but Brooklyn couldn't do anything with that two-out walk in the fifth. Tillian's home run, though, has Brooklyn in front 4-2 as we go to the bottom of the sixth. 7-8-9 due up for the Cyclones in the frame. Lara, Suero, and Paz. Aberdeen got the run back, though, in the top of the sixth. And the first pitch is sliced foul. First base side out of play. Nothing in one to Wilfredo Lara, who has been up twice and reached twice. Single and a walk. Also stolen a base. 0-1 from Rivera. Goes to the breaking ball. Stays high. 1-1 to Wilfredo Lara. So if this holds, Brooklyn would indeed extend its perfect home series record to 5-0. Lara a little bit linked there. Foul tip 1-2. If Aberdeen comes back, it would be a 4-0-1. The one being a 3-3 split here across the 6 games against the Ironbirds. 1-2 to Lara. Swinging a foul ball out into the parking lot, and it remains 1-2. One, two on the way. Lara takes up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jose gets the sign from his battery mate in Retzbach. And now is 2-2 home. Lara takes high yet again. 3-2. Wilfredo has already walked once today. Walked once yesterday as well. What will he do here? 3-2. Pitch. Lara swings and hits a scorcher to right center. Josenberger chasing it down. He won't get there. It one hops off the fence. Lara in safely at second base with no play. He got to second in a hurry as well. Another extra base hit for Wilfredo Lara. Second hit of the day. And Brooklyn right back in business. Runner in scoring position. And nobody out here, bottom six.
A 106-mile-an-hour line drive into the right center field gap, and Lara continuing his outstanding play. Been on base three times tonight for Brooklyn. And another guy red hot in Chris Suero coming up.
So a runner on second, nobody out. Brooklyn in search of some insurance here in the sixth. They lead it 4-2. Suero's already had a big impact on this ball game. He hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the second. Healthy-sized lead for Lara off of second. And the first pitch to Suero. Breaking ball for a strike. Nothing and one. So it's been a tough go for Chassé since coming on in relief. Ahead on Suero, 0-1. Here's the pitch. Misses low, 1-1 to the righty swinging outfielder. Junior Tillian took Chassé deep an inning ago, and the Cyclones right back to work here. Lara off of second, about five or six strides off the bag. 1-1, Suero crushes this one to left field. Bradfield looks up, and it's gone. Chris Suero, yet again, his second long ball of the game. It's a two-run jack. And Brooklyn extends the lead. It is 6-2. How about Chris Suero this week?
Make it now 11 RBI this week for Suero, who is firmly putting himself in the discussion for South Atlantic League Player of the Week. 104.5 off the bat. 389 feet, and Suero, just incredible here in his home city.
I'd say maybe the front runner for Player of the Week, at this rate at least. First pitch to Paz, hits it on the ground. Willems at first base to his right, scoops it up and makes a toss over to the pitcher, who covers in time. Out number one.
And he becomes the first Cyclone not named Nick LaRusso to have a multi-home run game this year.
That he does. LaRusso did it when he hit his first career pro ball home run, and then a walk-off. Not quite as much style points for Suero, but an 11 ribby week, nothing to scoff at either.
I don't know. That last one was a moonshot.
First pitch to Nick Morabito, misses outside 1-0.
And apparently Dakota Hawkins called it.
1-0. Up and in, two balls and no strikes.
George Velasquez reporting from the dugout.
What a week for Dakota then as well. 2-0. Fouled back 2-1. Not only involved in a no-hitter, but predicting home runs ahead of time as well.
And getting followed up by Edwin Diaz today. Not a good week for Hawk.
Not too shabby whatsoever.
Stood behind him while he was warming up in the bullpen on Thursday.
2-1. Morabito, line drive, center field, sinking quickly in front of Josenberger. And Nick aboard for the second time. He's got yet another multi-hit game.
Another guy just really happy that he has had the success he has had this season. And also having the week he's had this week. Guy has worked very hard to get to the spot he's in and has been outstanding for Brooklyn. And also now apparently a little bit of a Nostradamus as well.
Felipe Rojas Jr. out of the dugout. He will take the ball away from Moises Chassé, who struggled to say the least. New arm in the game for Aberdeen. We'll have him for you. Cyclones lead at 6-2 on Valley Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen. Third different arm they've used today. It is the right-hander Zane Barnhart making his second appearance of the week. One on and two already in for Brooklyn here in the sixth, Johnny.
And he gets Francisco Alvarez. What a welcome to the ball game for Barnhart. Brooklyn up 6-2, and Alvarez hits this one well to left. Bradfield moving back, makes the catch on the warning track. What a job by Bradfield to track that down and take away extra bases from Alvarez. Again, another aggressive approach from Francisco. Swinging early on. And now Nick LaRusso up with one on and two away. 6-2 Cyclones. Nick Morabito off first base. And the first pitch to LaRusso brushes him out of the batter's box. 1-0. Barnhart's 1-0 delivery. LaRusso hits it in the air to right field. Hodo moving backwards, stops on the warning track, and makes the catch to retire the side. So Barnhart allows a couple of long flyouts off the barrels of Alvarez and LaRusso, but he gets two outs all the same. Not before Brooklyn plates two, though, on a two-run home run from Chris Suero. A four-ribby day for Suero. Let's go to the seventh. 6-2 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network. On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more, plus receive that limited edition Tiki Mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Let's go to the seventh. Final third of this ball game, Brooklyn on top 6-2. Joshua Cornele back out, right back to work for Cornele. How about the performance of Chris Suero? Two home runs, four runs batted in, and Suero continues just a monster series. To take us home with the play-by-play, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Been a fun one today. Great crowd, great weather. Pretty much been the storyline all week long. Here on Coney Island, Jalen Vasquez to lead off against Joshua Cornele in a first pitch breaking ball drops in for a strike. And the count 0-1, Cornele threw more balls than strikes in that sixth inning, but able to escape with only the one run allowed. Brooklyn got that run back and more in the bottom of the frame. Vasquez takes down and away. Bottom third of the lineup. Vasquez, Retzbach, Florentino, the three scheduled to bat in the frame. 1-1 from Corneli, and Vasquez can't hold up on a back foot bender. And the count 1-2. Boardwalk is full. Puerto Rican Day Parade out in Manhattan earlier today. Eastern European Day here at the ballpark on Coney Island. A lot of great baseball jerseys and jerseys overall at the ballpark today. A swing and a miss. Got him. Tied him up. Fastball up and in at 92 miles an hour. And Vasquez retired for the first out of the seventh. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Adam Retzbach, a ground out and a walk today. Corneli's first pitch lined in a left for a base hit. 102 off the barrel of Retzbach. And the Ironbirds, a one-out base runner in the seventh. Top of the 4 o'clock hour in the East alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Off day tomorrow. 6:30 start Tuesday in Hudson Valley. Aberdeen back home to play Hickory after this series wraps up. First pitch to Florentino. Ground ball to second. Could be two. Tillian on a second for one. And Lara lost it on the transfer. So no chance for two, but they do get the lead runner. Man at first, two down, but see someone in a Team Japan, a Samurai Japan Shohei Ohtani jersey. That looks beautiful. There's a fan in a hot dog hat. Maybe a member of the famous Hot Dog Friends trio wearing a Daryl Strawberry t-shirt jersey. A whole bunch of youngsters. Alonso, Nimmo, DeGrom, Eli De La Cruz. Right up by the netting along the first base side of home. As the pitch low to Enrique Bradfield Jr. I even saw someone in a Mets Jerry Seinfeld t-shirt jersey today. I didn't even know those were in existence. Someone excited for Seinfeld night here on Coney Island. August 10th, get your tickets. Hello, 2-0 DeGrom. We do have someone in an Edwin Diaz jersey as well. Haven't seen as many Alvarez jerseys today, though. 2-0 pitch. At the letters and the count 2-1. One on, two out, 6-2 Brooklyn in the top of the seventh inning. Cyclones trying to take 4 of 6 on this series. And a great, great nugget shared with us just now. As may have to wait as this popped up. Alvarez trying to find it, but could not do so. Lost it in the sunshine, pointing at his eyes towards the first base dugout. And hey, I just never saw it. And so Bradfield stays alive. It's 2-2. There was video today posted on social media from Citi Field. Big thanks to Billy Harner, our assistant general manager. Jack of all trades here on Coney Island. Telling us that there's video of Donnie Civilella, Cyclones bullpen catcher, former catcher at NYU. As that one outside, 3-2 now to Bradfield. Of him having a catch at Citi Field today with none other than Kodai Senga. And we're so happy that Donnie's getting those kinds of experiences. A great young man, and I know someone that the Cyclones have loved having around, both the coaches and the players, as Bradfield swings and misses. Got him on the fastball downstairs. Corneli works around a one-out base hit. And an outstanding job by Corneli in the seventh, but apparently there was a viewing party at Citi Field today for the cricket match. I guess Team USA still playing in cricket. They had beat Pakistan earlier in the week, and some folks posted the video. And honestly, glad for Donnie that that video is out there that he'll be able to have for the rest of his life. We head to the bottom of the seventh, time to get up and stretch. 6-2 Brooklyn.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough.
I'm running a major league team. I'm starting to track meet.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Zane Barnhart stays on for Aberdeen as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Brooklyn looking to add to a 6-2 lead. Heart of the lineup stepping to the plate, Tillian Lugo, De Los Santos here in the seventh. In the first pitch, Tillian scalds it down the left field line. That one's down into the corner for extra bases. Tillian rounds first on his way to second, and he's there standing with a first pitch leadoff double. Just like Rick Rizzetto just said over the PA, one pitch, two bases. That double from Junior Tillian calls for a Barrelsmith barrel age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. Multiple extra base hits today for Junior, as he just obliterated that ball down the left field line. Brooklyn has battered Aberdeen's bullpen so far today, as William Lugo takes the breaking ball low. And the count 1-0. Final line for Moises Chassé. He goes an inning and a third. First game back off the IL. As Lugo, a bouncing ball to third. Vasquez looks the runner back and gets the out at first. So one down now in the seventh inning. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos. Chassé, three runs, four hits, a walk, a strikeout, did give up a pair of long balls. 36 pitches, 20 strikes. So now it is De Los Santos, 1-for-3 with a triple today. Boy, has he been on a tear at the plate. First pitch, De Los Santos, ground ball, first base, side, foul. And the count 0-1, De Los Santos, 10-for-21 during a five-game hitting streak. And in his last seven, 12-for-29 entering the day. A lot of bats in this Cyclone lineup heating up seemingly right at the perfect time. Third baseman Vasquez plays in. Interesting choice. The way De Los Santos has hit it lately, is this fouled back 0-2. Well, Barnhart, a 1.42 ERA in Aberdeen through nine appearances entering the day through two innings on Tuesday, gave up a run on two hits. Orioles' 17th round pick last year out of Hillsdale College in Michigan. A look back at second. The 0-2 inside by the belt buckle. And it's a ball and at two strikes. Taking a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard today. Of course, the Mets, big winner earlier today in London. 1-2 pitch, way high off the glove of the catcher, Retzbach. And that's going to allow Tillian to move up to third. So he's there with one out on the wild pitch. Still haven't had a chance to listen to it. Very much looking forward to hearing Keith Rad's call of that final double play to end the ball game. We were watching the ESPN feed in the press box before we came out to broadcast this ball game. Apparently there was also a great call as the 2-2 low and a full count. I haven't had a chance to listen to it, but apparently there was a great call on that final play on the BBC broadcast. Payoff pitch, outside ball four, and De Los Santos works a one-out walk. So runners at the corners for Wilfredo Lara. Been on base three times today, single, walk, double. He's continued his great series, has also scored a couple of runs and brought in a tally today, has Lara. But the Mets, a 6-5 winner. Doesn't have to be pretty, just has to get done. And the Mets rallying in the ninth inning. And RBI infield base hit by Mark Vientos that didn't even make it to third base, tied it. A bases loaded hit by pitch of Pete Alonso gave the Mets the lead. And what ended up becoming the determining run, as Lara takes outside 1-0, came in on a passed ball that made it a 6-4 game. Mets won 6-5. I know it's been talked about for a while now. You're hoping maybe that's the kind of win that catapults the Mets, as Lara nearly breaks a light down the left field line out by the Aberdeen bullpen, a foul ball. Just a tad bit early. 1-1 on the Brooklyn shortstop. Tillian at third. De Los Santos at first. 6-2 Brooklyn in the seventh. The pitch. And Lara, high pop-up. Souvenir. First base side. Ooh. And I think not only did that fan swing and miss on the catch, it may have dislodged some popcorn as well. So something go airborne. But come away with the souvenir anyway. You'll be willing to surrender a couple of kernels of popcorn for Wilfredo Lara, foul ball. Barnhart comes home, and he strikes out Lara. Big K from Barnhart for the second out in the seventh inning. So Lara has not struck out much lately, down on strikes. And two out in the seventh inning for Chris Suero. Suero, a multi-home run game today. Had a five RBI game earlier in the week, has brought in four here today. Roddy fires, and Suero takes outside for ball one. And J.D. Martinez, a multi-RBI game. And Drew Smith able to get the last two outs on that great double play turned by Torrens and Alonso. The pitch up and away, 2-0. That was the only thing that was irking me about the TV broadcast. Everyone was talking about the great play Torrens made, and it was a great play. It was a great pick by Alonso at first base to not only scoop it, but also keep that ball from going up the line, because if it did, Phillies might win it. Suero takes inside 3-0 now. Karell Paz on deck. And Alonso showing that just because you're a big leaguer doesn't mean you have to stop working on your game, has continued to improve his defense at first. The 3-0 inside. And Suero works a four-pitch walk. Sort of felt like Barnhart was sort of pitching around Suero there the way he's been swinging it.
To bring Can't up blame him either.
Bring up Karell Paz, although Karell nearly poked one out to right earlier today. He's 0 for 2, though, with a walk. And the base is loaded. Brings Jordy Henry out of the third base dugout to talk with Barnhart. Well, the Mets a winner. They split the two games in London. They will have off tomorrow. And then right back at it at home on Tuesday against the Marlins with Tyler McGill on the mound. Feels kind of cruel. I know that flying back today and they'll get back in plenty of time. It's not the world's craziest flight from New York to London. It's actually probably a longer flight to fly to Los Angeles than to fly to London. But nonetheless, quick turnaround for New York. But at least they get to do so at home. Triple-A Syracuse right now. Bottom of the fourth inning, they lead St. Paul. Twins affiliate 5-3. Yalmer Sanchez, a three-run homer, his fourth of the year. He's got a three RBI game. So bases loaded. Two out. Brooklyn trying to break this open. A 6-2 lead with Paz at the dish. And the first pitch to him. Inside corner, a strike. And the count 0-1. Brooklyn with the bases loaded this year, hitting just .191 as a team. The 0-1, and Paz pulled his head out. Took something off down, and it's no balls and two strikes. Paz 0-3 this year with the bases loaded, with a strikeout and an RBI. Top of the lineup, Nick Morabito on deck. Brooklyn with action down the right field line as well. Tillian at third, De Los Santos at second, Suero at first. Barnhart from the first base side of the mound. The 0-2 pitch, and Paz off the handle. And foul towards the first base side, remains 0-2. Double A, Binghamton, already final in Bowie. Bay Sox, the Orioles affiliate, a 3-0 win. Dylan Beavers and Silas Ardois. Home runs against the Mets affiliate. Couple guys that played for Aberdeen last year. Another 0-2, and Paz shoots it foul down the left field line. Ooh, heads up. Got to pay attention, folks. And Rick on the PA quickly reminding, got to pay attention for those foul balls. Paz trying to straighten that out. Fiddling with his ball. Behind his back is Barnhart. As the pitch clock down to 5. The 0-2. High, a ball and two strikes. Well, Binghamton, a 3-0 loss today. Nolan McClain, 6 strikeouts in 2 2/3 innings. An abbreviated start, his second start of the week. Ryan Clifford, another base hit there. Drake Osborne a knock. As Barnhart steps off, that's his final step off of the plate appearance. At single A, St. Lucie, the only other team in action. They fall to Daytona this afternoon, 12-3, Reds affiliate. The 1-2 pitch on the outside corner, strike 3 called. A bit of a delayed punch out from Jamal Allen. And Paz left frozen in the left-handed batter's box. So Barnhart works into and out of trouble in the inning. And Paz frustrated as he heads back to the first base dugout. We head to the eighth. Brooklyn still leading by 4-6-2. Looks like Jake Stevenson coming on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
New arm in the game for the Cyclones. It is indeed Jake Stevenson, the right-hander, who comes on. Brooklyn in front 6-2. As we go to the eighth, Aberdeen does send 2-3-4 up to bat. Josenberger, Horvath, and Willems. As Stevenson tries to preserve this four-run Cyclones lead.
So Stevenson is on, was warming up to potentially come on in relief of Dakota Hawkins in the fourth inning, but Hawk able to get out of that frame, and now Stevenson trying to protect a four-run advantage in the eighth. 2-3-4, two up for the Ironbirds in the inning. Stevenson, big burly right-hander. First pitch he throws, and Josenberger clocks it well, but foul. Out of play towards the parking lot, 0-1. Stevenson, 6'4", 225 pounds, 27 years old, from Waconia, Minnesota. The 0-1 to Josenberger. Inside and low, 1-1. Josenberger, 0-2. Walked his last time up. But the numbers for Stevenson so far with the Cyclones, signed by the Mets as a minor league free agent back in early May and assigned to Brooklyn as this pulled on the ground at first. Staying down on it is LaRusso, and he'll tap the square for the first out of the eighth inning. But Stevenson, his ERA not reflective of the performance he has provided Brooklyn since signing, a ERA of 7.45, but has 3 wins and 8 appearances. 10 hits in 9 2/3 innings, but the biggest way he has been productive, just 3 walks and 15 Ks. Strikeout rate right around 35% and a walk rate under 7. As Mac Horvath takes outside, 1-0. Solo shot and a walk today. He's 1-2. Stevenson threw an inning and a third scoreless on Wednesday afternoon. A 1-0. And a foul back by Horvath, 1-1. But picked up the win against Jersey Shore last Sunday. Struck out 4 of the 5 batters he faced. Not only has been a great producer on the field, but been a great resource for many of the young arms with the Cyclones so far since he signed with the club, as the pitch low, 2-1. Stevenson drafted out of Minnesota by the Reds. Spent last year in the Pirates organization in the South Atlantic League with Greensboro. The 2-1. And a breaking ball, strike 2-2. Final line for Joshua Cornelli. 2 innings, a run, 1 hit, 2 walks, 2 Ks. Didn't have his best command today. But 36 pitches, 18 strikes. The 2-2. Down and away, a full count. Cornelli exited the ball game with his team leading by more than it did when he entered. That'll usually leave a pitcher feeling pretty good. 3-2 the count on Horvath. The payoff pitch, outside, ball 4. So Aberdeen, a one-out base runner in the eighth. Taking a look around the South Atlantic League, most notably the score that Cyclone fans trying to follow, and should the scores hold, in some ways good news for Brooklyn, but it's been a taxing week emotionally trying to determine who is it better for Brooklyn to have win, Jersey Shore or Greensboro. The two teams right now directly ahead of Brooklyn in the standings. Cyclones a game and a half out of first entering the day. Throwback to first. And Horvath back in safely. Jersey Shore was a half game out of first and a game up on Brooklyn for second. Jersey Shore seems well on their way to winning the series finale in North Carolina, up 18-5 in the top of the ninth. The 1-0. Around the first pitch to Creed Williams outside. Now the count 1-0. Williams 1-3 today. A double to left, a fly ball to left, and a ground out back to the pitcher. Does have an RBI today. The 1-0. And again, Stevenson misses down and in. 2 balls and 0 strikes. But should the scores hold, Brooklyn would remain in third place, but just a game out of first and a half game back of second. Still need 5 more outs to make that a reality. Stevenson has lost command of the strike zone as he falls behind Willems 3-0. Carter Young, Douglas Hodo to follow. 6-2 Cyclones in the eighth inning. Runner goes at 3-0, a swing and a miss, and Alvarez will be content to allow Horvath to take second. So 3-1 on Willems, and Horvath continues to steal without being caught. 17 stolen bags without a caught stealing. The 3-1, and Willems ropes it foul off the screen. Up the first base line, a full count, hit that one 112 miles an hour.
Yeah, if you're Stevenson, the last thing you want to do right now is be walking guys. Obviously, a four-run lead with the way the bats have been swinging it. Get your guys back up to the plate and try to keep a good thing going offensively.
Julian Smith has started to throw in the right field pen. The payoff pitch, and Willems in the air, center field. Sending Morabito back, away back to the warning track. It's over his head and off the fence. Horvath rounds third. He'll score. Willems on his way to third. The throw by Lara is high. It's an RBI triple for Creed Willems. And the Ironbirds get a run back at 6-3. That ball just kept carrying and carrying and carrying. And Willems' second triple of the year. Makes it a three-run game again. Now the Ironbirds have the tying run on deck.
That might be the furthest we've seen a ball hit to center in quite some time.
Morabito seemed like he had a good read on it. Took a great route as Carter Young takes a strike on the outer half, 0-1. With the ball, with the wind blowing a little bit straight out towards center field. Able to drift far enough over the head of the 21-year-old center fielder. The 0-1, and Young utterly perplexed. Nifty back foot slider. Kind of swing you end up following on Pitching Ninja on Twitter. And the count 0-2. Two-strike pitch from Jake. And Young able to foul off the fastball. Remains 0-2. Douglas Hodo on deck. Jalen Vasquez to follow. Stevenson nearing 20 pitches in the inning. Cyclones will have the top of their lineup due up in the bottom of the inning. Willems at third with one out. The 0-2. And a foul ball through the legs of Alvarez. Sun shining. Gorgeous day on Coney Island. 77 degrees right now. Couple of seagulls, not named Sandy, out in left center field. The 0-2 outside, and Young lays off. A ball and two strikes. But outside that Jersey Shore game today, Winston-Salem shuts out Rome 5-0. Three-hit shutout there from the dash. The 2-2. And he struck him out. Looked like that breaking ball was suspended in air. And Young could not wait back. A big K for out number two. So now it is Douglas Hodo the third. 0-for-3 today with a stolen bag. Couple of pop-ups to the catcher. Variety offers, and Hodo watches that snapdragon fall in there, 0-1. Also final in North Carolina, Bowling Green and Asheville, the Hot Rods, an 8-5 win. The 0-1, and another curveball in there, 0-2. Colton Ledbetter. Multi-home run game today for Bowling Green. Runner at third, one in, two out. The 0-2 pitch on a high fly ball, left field. Back goes Suero, skimming along the warning track now in a few steps, makes the catch, and the side retired. So Aberdeen gets one back, but Stevenson strands a runner at third. We are through 7.5. Brooklyn 6, Aberdeen 3. You're watching on Valley Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
each Sunday. Elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn trying to add some insurance before the ninth. They lead by a score of 6-3. Happy to have you with us on this Sunday alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Bottom of the 4 o'clock hour. And the first pitch to Nick Morabito fouled off. And the count 0-1 and a pitching change.
New arm in the game. It is the right-hander Luis Sanchez who takes the spot of Zane Barnhart.
The 0-1 and a fastball pumped by Morabito on the inside corner, 0-2. Sanchez, a guy who can dial it up near triple digits. Last pitched in the series on Wednesday. Kind of blew Brooklyn away. Hitting in a third, a walk at K, did give up a couple of hits. Morabito takes outside 1-2. Sanchez, been an up and down year, 3-2 record, an ERA of 6. 17th appearance, just 8 hits allowed in 15 innings. With 23 walks to 19 strikeouts as Morabito chops it off the plate. Charging in the third baseman, Vasquez, sidearm throw to first gets Morabito. And the leadoff man retired in the 8th inning.
Yeah, so Sanchez, the 5th Aberdeen arm of the game. Two of which, prior to this point, have been scoreless. In Rivera and Barnhart, whose line is final, inning in 2/3, no runs. But both the starter Wells and Moises Chace each surrendered 3 runs this afternoon.
Francisco Alvarez 0-4, 4 groundouts in this ballgame today. Outside of the lineout to left his last time. And he takes a strike at the bottom of the zone, 0-1. He hasn't seen a whole lot of pitches today. Swung at the first pitch his first 2 times up. And now takes outside 2-0. Swung at the second pitch in his third at-bat and lined out to left on the first pitch he saw in the sixth. Got that bright neon green cleats on. The 1-1. And the count 1-2 now on Alvarez.
Yeah, they called that first pitch a strike. It was a borderline one.
I had it down as a strike, but for whatever reason, my brain didn't register it as an outside 2-2. I thought I tricked myself. I looked down and said, 1-2, is that right? I guess it is. Two two to Francisco, and this in the air, center field. Josenberger back to his left makes the chest-high catch. Two down now in the eighth inning. That brings up Nick LaRusso, 0-3 with a walk today, looking ahead to the ninth. Aberdeen scheduled to bring up the bottom third of their lineup. Julian Smith up and throwing in the Cyclone bullpen. Wonder if it'll be him or Stevenson to come on in the ninth inning to try and record the final 3 outs. As Nick LaRusso can't get his hands in enough, fouls it behind home plate, 0-1. Brooklyn 3 in the second, 1 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth. For their sixth today, as LaRusso bounces it up the middle. To his left is shortstop Young from behind the second base. Bag makes the play to first. And 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn against Sanchez in the eighth. Bottom third of the lineup, two up for Aberdeen. Cyclones trying to close out a series victory. They lead it 6-3 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Oh, a whole lot of ones on Jake Stevenson's final line. One inning, one hit, one run. It was earned. One strikeout, one walk. Now Julian Smith on to try to put the icing on the cake and send this Cyclones crowd home happy in this series finale. Smith the lefty on. He will face 7-8-9 in the Aberdeen order. It is 6-3 Cyclones as we go to the ninth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Lefty, righty, and then a switch hitter in Florentino. Due up in the top of the ninth inning against Julian Smith, on to make his third appearance in the Mets organization, signed as a minor league free agent on the 29th of May and assigned to the Cyclones. Inning and two-thirds, one unearned run, two hits, no walks, a strikeout, gave up the unearned run in an inning of work on Wednesday afternoon. Jalen Vasquez the first to face him, and the first pitch fastball over for a strike. 91 on the gun, and the count 0-1. Vasquez 0-3 today. Couple of ground outs and a strikeout. Third baseman Lugo playing in, and Vasquez takes another fastball on the outside corner. And the count 0-2. Smith spent last year in the Dodgers and Angels systems. Former 15th round pick. The 1-1, rather the 0-2. I guess it was a ball there on the second pitch, and the count 1-2. Looked like the home plate umpire made the signal for strikes each time. But okay, one ball, two strikes. The lefty deals. Outside, a two-ball, two-strike count. But Smith, 15th round pick of the Dodgers in 2018 out of Catawba Valley Community College in Hickory. Set the school record for career strikeouts, the 2-2 up and in. And the count full on Vasquez. His pitching coach at Catawba Valley was Chris Harvey, who is the son of former Major League right-hander Brian Harvey and the brother of Nationals righty Hunter Harvey, as Vasquez takes down and away ball four. And an inauspicious start for Brooklyn in the ninth, a leadoff walk. Josh Hetschka getting up in the bullpen just in case, as Adam Retzbach will step in. Retzbach been on base the last two times, a walk and a single. So the Ironbirds have the tying run on deck. And a 6-3 game in the ninth. Smith fires home, and the pitch sails up and away, 1-0. Aberdeen, a run in the fourth, a run in the sixth, a run in the eighth tonight. The 1-0. And Retzbach takes a called strike. Count evens at 1-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead. The series opener on Tuesday in Hudson Valley, the 1-1 high and away. And it's 2-1 now on the Iron Bird catcher. Smith working from the extreme third base side of the mound. The 2-1. A little bit low, and it's three balls and a strike. And now Smith in danger of walking the first two and bringing the tying run to the plate with nobody out. LaRusso holds on the man at first, the 3-1 pitch. And Retzbach, a high fly ball right side. This one not playable. And again, a full count, 3-2. Dakota Hawkins made the start, went four, handed the ball to Edwin Diaz. Joshua Corneli then went two. Jake Stevenson gave up one but stranded a man at third in the eighth. And now Smith trying to find a way to close it out in the ninth. Payoff pitch, low ball four. Looked like a good spot down and in, but he missed. And back-to-back walks to start the ninth. And now the Ironbirds have the tying run at the plate in the form of Randy Florentino. So another lefty in this Aberdeen lineup due up. Florentino 0-for-3 today. A fly ball to left and a couple of ground balls to the right side. Two on, nobody out. And the first pitch high, 1-0. You have to imagine if Smith can't get Florentino here, Gilbert Gomez will be fetching Josh Hetchka from the bullpen. 1-0. Inside again, two balls and no strikes. And right now Smith been around the zone but hasn't been hitting it enough. Just four of his first 14 pitches have been strikes. And that's high, 3-0, and now he's in danger of walking the bases loaded. Well, Hetchka is ready. And he's already standing by the door of the Brooklyn bullpen, ready to come in. Three-oh pitch. There's a called strike on the outside corner. And the count 3-1. The last thing you want to do is load the bases for the top of the lineup. And that's what Cyclones trying to avoid. Enrique Bradfield due up next. 3-1 pitch, Florentino, ground ball up the middle and threw into center field, a base hit. Vasquez scores to third, goes Retzbach. The first three have reached against Smith here in the ninth. An RBI single from Randy Florentino makes it 6-4. That'll be all for Julian Smith today. Three batters, three base runners, a run. And now it'll be up to Josh Hetchka to somehow navigate this high wire act with the tying runs on and the go-ahead run at the plate with still nobody out in the ninth. Hetchka against the top of Aberdeen's lineup when we come back. 6-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, Josh Hetchka has done a lot of magical work for Brooklyn's bullpen so far this year. And he will come on to pitch with a tying runs on, a run already in, and the go-ahead run coming to the plate in the top of the lineup for Aberdeen. Brooklyn trying to hold on for dear life. They lead it 6-4 here against Aberdeen. Walk, walk, single is how this ninth inning has begun. So Hetchko to face Bradfield, who is 0-4 today. Couple of ground outs and a couple of strikeouts. First pitch from Josh, and Bradfield thought about it, but takes a call, strike 0-1. Hetchko out of Johns Hopkins University, Michigan native, 27-year-old righty making his 17th appearance. 1-0, a 1.48 ERA. The 0-1. And Bradfield takes high, a ball and a strike. Hetchka picked up the save on Thursday. Actually, rather, that was on Friday. Two scoreless innings, struck out four. The 1-1. High and away, two balls and a strike. Hetchka 3-for-3 in save chances so far this year. 17 hits, 24 in a third inning, 6 walks, 19 strikeouts. Retzbach at third, Florentino at first. The 2-1, and Bradfield laces it down the left field line out of play. And the count even 2-2. Tavian Josenberger, Matt Horvath to follow. Brooklyn led it 6-2 going into the eighth with the Ironbirds a run in each of the last two innings to make it a two-run game, looking for more. The 2-2 outside, a full count. And some groans from the hometown crowd as now the Ironbirds threatening to load the bases. Four batters in the inning, three of them have gone full. And 4-3 ball counts. The payoff pitch, and Bradfield sends it straight back. Right on it. But couldn't straighten it out back towards center field. Should we get to the bottom of the ninth, Brooklyn would have the heart of their lineup up. Tillian, Lugo, and De Los Santos had the bases loaded in the seventh, but could not capitalize. The payoff pitch, Bradfield on the ground is second. Tillian on his second for one, and that's the only out they'll get as Retzbach scores to make it a 6-5 game. Bradfield Jr. just way too fast. And honestly, a smart move by Lara to hold on to it instead of risking an error, potentially allowing the tying run to move into scoring position. So the Ironbirds bring the go-ahead run to the plate again, and Bradfield with outstanding speed over at first base with a tying run. 26 stolen bags for him this year. And the first pitch from Hetchka misses high, 1-0. Not sure where that missed. Looked like it caught the top of the zone. One zero. Outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Brooklyn has not been able to get ahead of hitters here in the ninth inning. Have not thrown a first pitch strike for the most part. As that one, a called strike. Snap throw behind the runner at first. And diving back safely, Bradfield, as the Russos tag just a hair late. Seen Alvarez back pick at first quite a bit today. Keeping those Aberdeen base runners honest. Hetschka leaning in over his front left leg for the sign. Runner goes, the 2-1, hit on the ground, right side, off the diving glove of Tillian, inner right field, a base hit, and Bradfield's going to get to third with a tying run. Almost another stellar diving play by Tillian to his left, but it hopped over his mitt and inner right field, and the Ironbirds not only have the tying run at third, the go-ahead run is at first, with one out here in the ninth inning. The Ironbirds have jumped ahead in the counts and have made Brooklyn pay here in the ninth inning. But a double play can end it. With Matt Horvath at the plate, he has been otherworldly the last 2 days. Been on base the last three times up today. And the first pitch from Hetschka in the air, left center field, over to the gap. Borabito, he can't get there, and this game is tied. On his way to third, Josenberger with the go-ahead run, and the Ironbirds have erased a four-run ninth-inning deficit to make it a 6-6 game. And now the Cyclones trying to somehow keep this even into the bottom of the ninth inning. Walk, walk, single, fielder's choice, single, single. And now Creed Willems. Righty deals, and Willems, a high fly ball, should give Aberdeen the lead. Back into his right, Morabito makes the catch. But Josenberger tags and scores. The Ironbirds have scored four in the ninth and now lead it 7-6. Third RBI of the day for Creed Willems. And if the Cyclones can't rally in the bottom of the ninth, they're going to look back at that bases loaded opportunity in the seventh where they could not find a way to tack on their lead as a potential turning point in this ballgame. Runner goes. Pitch outside. Throw down to second by Alvarez way late. And Matt Horvath, yet another stolen bag. That is his third tonight. He is now 19 of 19 on the season. Brooklyn will have Tillian, Lugo, and De Los Santos due up in the ninth as the Ironbirds have action down the left field side. 1-0. Young thought about it, did not go. On appeal, says Connor Kroll. Two balls and no strikes. Jersey Shore beat Greensboro today 18-5. Cyclones trying to find a way to stay in the thick of the race in the South Atlantic League North as Young fouls it straight back 2-1. Aberdeen four runs on three hits here in the ninth inning. They have sent eight men to the plate to turn a 6-3 deficit into a 7-6 lead. The 2-1 pitch outside 3-1. Cyclones have just struggled to throw strikes here in the ninth. That has been a recipe for disaster. 3-1 pitch, outside corner in the count full. Horvath at second with two out. The payoff pitch, and Young hits it on the ground to second, staying down on it. Tillian, and the throw to first in time, and the inning is over. But not before Aberdeen sends eight to the plate. They score four runs on three hits and turn what was once a 6-2 Brooklyn lead into a 7-6 Aberdeen advantage. Tillian, Lugo, De Los Santos, if anyone reaches, Lara, and then Suero in the ninth. Cyclones trying to rally. They trail 7-6 on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is the right-hander Kyle Verbitsky trying to close out a victory for the Ironbirds and earn a series split here on the road. Junior Tillian, William Lugo, Jeffrey De Los Santos. The heart of the lineup due up for Brooklyn, though, in the bottom of the ninth inning. Kyle Verbitsky on the third base side of the mound, and his first pitch of the ninth is fouled straight back by Tillian. 0-1. Junior has a home run and a double in his last two at-bats. 2-for-4, a run scored and an RBI. From the wind, the 0-1. And a fastball strike makes it 0-2. Verbitsky making his second appearance in the series through 2 1/3 scoreless on Wednesday afternoon. Making his fourth appearance since joining the Ironbirds from AA, 0-1, a 4.26 ERA. The 0-2 pitch on the outside corner, strike three called, and I'm not so sure about that one. And a three-pitch strikeout to begin the bottom of the ninth inning. I don't know that Brooklyn got that same call in the top of the ninth. But a big out number one for Verbitsky to start the final frame. And the first pitch to Lugo all the way to the backstop. In the dirt, 1-0. Looked like that pitch may have been a tad bit outside to Tillian. But needed to protect with two strikes, the 1-0. And a heavy swing through a breaking ball. Runs the count even. Verbitsky, one save in his professional career. That came last year with the Ironbirds. Had four in his college career at Penn State. And again a breaking ball. Again a heavy swing and a miss by Lugo. And it's a ball and two strikes. A 1-2 pitch. And Lugo pops it up. Shallow right center. Out is Horvath, called off by the right fielder Hodo, and the Cyclones down to their final out. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos. Ironically enough, the only save of Verbitsky's career almost a year ago to the day, June 6th last year in Aberdeen against Asheville. Jeffrey De Los Santos trying to avoid that. And the first pitch down and in, 1-0. Jeffrey has tripled and walked. Brooklyn a 7-6 deficit. They led it 6-2 going into the eighth. A 1-0 pitch. And De Los Santos pulls it foul towards the railing. By the first base dugout, 1-1. Wilfredo Lara hoping to have a chance on deck. He represents the winning run. Need to get De Los Santos on for that to happen. The 1-1 delivery, and De Los Santos rips it to right, but Hodo able to come on and make the catch down by his knees, and a crushing defeat for the Cyclones this afternoon. The Ironbirds are running in the eighth, 3 in the ninth, and they erase a 4-run deficit. Your final score today, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 7, the Brooklyn Cyclones 6. And if the Cyclones fall a game or a half game out of the first half crown in the North, this is going to be the day that the Cyclones think back on and will wonder what if. Recap report next. Aberdeen 7, Brooklyn 6, your final here from Coney Island.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Doesn't get tougher than that. Brooklyn led by 4 into the eighth inning, but the Ironbirds 1 in the eighth and 3 in the ninth as the Cyclones loose a absolute crusher today and have to settle for a series split with the loss. Brooklyn dropping down to 30-27. Aberdeen with the win back over 500 at 29-28, and just a heartbreaker here today for Brooklyn as they held a 3-run lead into the ninth inning. They held a 4-run lead into the eighth, and certainly some questionable ball strike calls in the ninth inning, but not enough to make up the disappointing finish here in Brooklyn this afternoon. As really, things turned on its head. Cyclones had the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh, leading by 4, a chance to really break the game open, but could not do so. And the Ironbirds score the game's final 5 to come back and win it as we take you through the game that was here this afternoon. And it started beautifully for Brooklyn. Straight out of the gate, scoreless game going into the bottom of the second inning. The Cyclones and Ironbirds were scoreless. And in that bottom of the second inning, the bases empty and 2 out. Jeffrey De Los Santos sparked a rally with a triple into the right center field gap. And that brought up Alfredo Lara with a chance to give the Cyclones the lead. Brooklyn trying to strike first. Scoreless game. 1-0, and Lara line drive right field. Down in front of Hodo, a base hit. De Los Santos scores. Lara rounds first, stops there. Alfredo Lara now has a 12-game on base streak. His 17th RBI makes it 1-0 Cyclones. So Alfredo Lara continued his strong play. An RBI base hit got Brooklyn on the board first, a 1-0 lead, and then two pitches later, it was Chris Suero who decided to play long ball. Ballpark. Hope you have that SPF 60 out as Suero, a high drive, deep left field. Back goes Bradfield. Does he have a play? No, he doesn't. Goodbye, home run, Chris Suero. His second home run of the homestand, is third as a Brooklyn Cyclone, makes it 3-0 Clones in the second.
How about this for a two-out rally? Triple, RBI single, two-run home run.
And that's exactly how it happened for Brooklyn. So an early 3-0 lead for the Cyclones. Aberdeen would get one back in the top of the fourth on a Mac Horvath solo shot. So it was a 3-1 Brooklyn advantage until the bottom of the fifth inning. Again, bases empty, two out. Moises Chassé had come on for Levi Wells, and after retiring the first two batters, it was Junior Tillian's turn to leave the yard.
Team squad still in it, as are the Cyclones, as they try to grab the first half crown. 0-2 to Tillian, hit in the air and hit well to left, off the video board. Home run, Junior Tillian, for the second straight game. Solo shot for the Brooklyn second baseman. And the Cyclones do indeed get that run back. It is 4-1 Brooklyn.
So Junior Tillian continued his impressive play, extending his hitting streak and on base streak to 10 and 19, respectively, with that long ball. So Brooklyn back up by three, a 4-1 score. Aberdeen would get a run back in the top of the sixth on a ground out by Creed Willem. So a 4-2 game going into the bottom of the sixth. But the Cyclones again had an answer. Wilfredo Lara this time led off the inning with a double. And that brought up Chris Suero again with a chance to add his name into the Cyclones record book for the season.
Lara off of second. About five or six strides off the bag. 1-1, Suero crushes this one to left field. Bradfield looks up, and it's gone. Chris Suero, yet again, his second long ball of the game. It's a two-run jack, and Brooklyn extends the lead. It is 6-2. How about Chris Suero this week?
Make it now 11 RBI this week for Suero. Yeah, 11 RBIs for Chris this week, and makes it all the more disappointing that he was left in the hole in the ninth inning with the Cyclones trying to rally and come back. But that two-run shot made it a 6-2 game, and you're thinking things are feeling pretty good. Largest lead of the day, a four-run advantage, but Aberdeen got a run back in the eighth on an RBI triple by Creed Willems, made it 6-3, and then things just never seemed to go right in the ninth inning. Julian Smith came on for Jake Stevenson, walked the first two batters, fell behind Randy Florentino 3-1 before an RBI single from him made it a 6-4 contest. He went out, Josh Hedgeka came on, nearly got a double play. But Enrique Bradfield Jr. too fast, an RBI fielder's choice, made it 6-5. Octavian Josenberger's single had eyes, hopped over the glove of a diving Junior Tillian, so that put the tying and go-ahead runs on base, and that brought up Mac Horvath with a chance to give Aberdeen a tie ball game. And on base the last three times up today. And the first pitch from Hedgeka. In the air, left center field, over to the gap for Abito. He can't get there, and this game is tied. On his way to third, Josenberger with the go-ahead run, and the Ironbirds have erased a four-run ninth-inning deficit to make it a 6-6 game. Yeah, Matt Corvath, an RBI single, made it a 6-all game. And then on the very next pitch, Creed Willems, who had the RBI triple to start the rally an inning before, gave the Ironbirds the lead for good. And now Creed Willems. Righty deals, and Willems, a high fly ball, should give Aberdeen the lead. Back into his right, Morabito makes the catch, but Josenberger tags and scores. The Ironbirds have scored four in the ninth and now lead it 7-6. That's how Aberdeen took the lead. Brooklyn went 1-2-3 in the ninth as the Cyclones fall to the Ironbirds this afternoon 7-6. Winning pitcher Luis Sanchez, he improves to 4-2 on the year. Sanchez seems to get a lot of his wins against Brooklyn this season. As a matter of fact, three of his four have come in this ballpark against the Cyclones. Was the winning pitcher on Wednesday and gets the win again today. Went perfect in the eighth, three up, three down, all three balls put in play. The loss to Josh Hetchka, he drops to 0-1, charged for the seventh and final run today for Aberdeen. One run, two hits in an inning, no walks, no strikeouts. Kyle Verbitsky, his second career save. One inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, a strikeout. Final line score today, Aberdeen 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 7. Brooklyn 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 9. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of a crowd of 5,352 here on Coney Island. That crowd, our second largest here on Coney Island this season. Both of them have come in this series. And with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we say so long for the homestand, here is Johnny Kadamowicz.
Yeah, as the kids are running the bases, they're going to go home happy, but not as happy as they could have been as Brooklyn blows it in the ninth. We'll give you a check of the out-of-town scoreboard first across the South Atlantic League. And everything final in the circuit on this Sunday afternoon. We'll run it down for you here. Winston-Salem shuts out Rome 5-0. So the first place Emperors in the South fall, and third place Dash pick up a win. They're one game under 500 now. Hudson Valley defeats Wilmington 8-2. So the Renegades keeping pace. Hudson Valley woke up this morning three games back of first. Bowling Green defeats Asheville. So the Hot Rods now just one game back of the Emperors in the South. Greenville and Hickory in a barn burner. It was 10-9, drive victorious in that one. And then Justin told you earlier, how about the Blue Claws? 18 runs on 23 hits. Greensboro makes four errors in the field as Jersey Shore defeats Greensboro 18-5. So the Blue Claws will leapfrog the Grasshoppers for first place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. As far as the Mets affiliates are concerned on this Sunday afternoon, obviously the Mets, a big win in London over Philadelphia earlier today, an exciting down-to-the-wire win where the Mets pulled it out. As far as the minor league teams are concerned for the Mets on this Sunday, two games final. Binghamton unfortunately shut out by Double-A Bowie, 3-0. The Bay Sox take down the Rumble Ponies. A look at some of the numbers in that one. Nolan McClain, 2 2/3, did allow two runs but struck out 6. On a day where Binghamton didn't really have a ton to write home about offensively, Ryan Clifford and Drake Osborne each with a base hit in that game. Outside of that, single-A St. Lucie falling to Daytona 12-3. Tortugas had their way with the St. Lucie Mets this week, and Sunday afternoon just the latest installment in that series. 12-3, Tortugas take it over the St. Lucie Mets. Triple-A Syracuse, not quite done yet. They're still in action out in Minnesota. 7-4, the Syracuse Mets on top of St. Paul, and the Mets have 7 runs on 12 hits as far as some of the numbers are concerned in that one up until this point. A couple of multi-hit games, Luke Ritter has one of them, and the Mets right now on top by 3, 7-4. Josh Walker also a scoreless inning of work out of the bullpen as well for Syracuse. So they'll try to hang on in the AAA level, top 7 right now, and it is a 7-4 Syracuse Mets lead. As far as this one is concerned, again, Aberdeen takes it 7-6 after putting up a 4 spot in the top of the ninth. A bitter end to what was otherwise really a tremendous homestand on so many fronts, Justin. But Brooklyn can't slam the door shut in this series finale.
Have to settle for their first series split of the season. These two teams won't meet again until the Cyclones travel to Aberdeen. That'll be the first full series of the second half, June 25th through the 30th. Crazy to believe that that will be the final series of the month of June. And as a matter of fact, this is the final time the Ironbirds come to Coney Island in 2024. The last two series between these two teams will take place in Maryland in the season's second half. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, Cyclones back at it on a Tuesday night in Hudson Valley. It'll be a 6:35 scheduled first pitch from Wappingers Falls and Heritage Financial Park. Our coverage will start with the pregame show. 6:20 Eastern time. No official starters listed just yet, but if the Cyclones rotation follows the same pattern as it has the last couple of weeks, should be Joelmi Ramirez, who started for Brooklyn on Wednesday, to get the ball in the series opener with Felipe De La Cruz and Jonah Tong set to follow him, Cade Morris, and then today's starter, Dakota Hawkins. But all that subject to change. Log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Follow our social media channels at BK Cyclones on Twitter, at Brooklyn Cyclones on Instagram for updates regarding our starting rotation for next week in Wappingers Falls. No, it's not Coney Island. Nothing will be. But if you have the time, want to make your way to see the Clones on the road, we'd love to have you up in Hudson Valley. And always feel free to stop by the press box and say hi to us as the Cyclones and Renegades. First edition of the Subway Series in the South Atlantic League on the road for Brooklyn in 2024, starting on Tuesday. That'll do it for us on this Sunday. It was a great day all the way until that last half inning, unfortunately, as the Ironbirds rally and beat the Cyclones this afternoon by a final of 7-6 for our ownership group. The Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, Ricky Viola, our entire incredible crew back behind the scenes on the TV side of things. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island. Again, your final tally today, a heartbreaker. The Ironbirds 7 and the Cyclones 6. We hope to have you with us again on Tuesday for the series opener against Hudson Valley. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday and Monday, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.